those of you are counting, it's a Saturday, and we've got lots of people here at the City of Dallas that care about this city and giving their Saturday afternoon. Can you hear me now? There we go. You guys got me back there? All the way back? Okay, thank you. We've got lots of people in the City of Dallas caring about what's the future in the next decade for redistricting. We appreciate it. You could be a lot of places, and you've chosen to be here today. I want to thank the staff for spending their time putting this together. I want to also thank my city council colleagues for changing their schedules. Some of them came back from planned trips. And I think we've got everybody here except for Ms. Davis. She could not, but she will speak when we vote on this item, and we've got her thoughts as well. I appreciate that. Let me start, and then I'll kind of discuss how we're going to do this day as we get forward. But I want to discuss a little bit where we've gotten to today and how we've gotten there. A map has been given to us by the Redistricting Commission, and we have reviewed that map. Each of us have either given amendments to those maps or that map or presented new ones. I think we all agree that this process must be open and it must be transparent, that we all must know what this council thinks individually about the decisions, and that's why we're having this discussion today. I am concerned that there have been allegations that the Redistricting Commission was not so transparent. I ask our city attorney to interview and look into those allegations. I had personal interviews myself, and I also asked Ms. Morgan about her knowledge, if she knew of any item that took place that was not consistent with the open meetings guidelines. She said there was none. These allegations are false, they're rumors, and they're conspiracy thinking. I'm proud about what this commission did and how it did it. In reviewing the minutes of all the public meetings, and there were many over 8 months, all issues were debated, discussed, and voted on publicly. In my interviews, the majority of commissioners did not know where anyone lived on this city council, and I believed them and took them at their word. I will say it was a complicated process. And if you didn't stay looking at your scorecard every meeting, things could move quickly and big decisions could get made. And that's the way this process is. And there was politicking. But this was and is a political exercise by the nature of its definition. And until we decide that the future should be different, and we have an independent group appoint an independent commission, and an independent group approves an independent commission's work, it will stay, to a degree, political. But that's America, and that's what this city is. We have a healthy political process, and I believe it worked. Now, we may disagree with what was recommended. That is your prerogative. That is our prerogative. Our commissioners worked hard for 8 months, and this is the work they gave us. It was debated publicly, though, and we will not let their work go sullied without saying something. So thank you for all the commissioners, their caring about this city, their hard work, and it's what makes Dallas great when those people give so much of their time. So I want to say thank you to our commissioners. On a sad note, I want to give my condolences to Dr. Morgan. Her husband passed away yesterday, ironically. And so it's been a tough month because she lost her sister just a few weeks ago, too. So it's I appreciate her work and her heartbreak, and our hearts go out with her. So, to start the day, what I thought I would do when you came in is we have Exhibit 1, 2011 Redistricting Guidelines. I'm going to take just 3 minutes, and I'm going to read this, and you can follow along, because this was kind of our Bible. This is the Commission's Bible. The Redistricting Commission intends to apply the following guidelines as consistently as possible and the greatest extent possible in the drawing of the City Council district boundaries that are in the best interest of the residents in the City of Dallas. The Redistricting Commission acknowledges, however, that on some occasion these redistricting guidelines may conflict with one another. The following guidelines regarding population equality, minority representation, and contiguity and compactness shall be applied as required by the U.S. Constitution, the Voting Rights Act, and other federal law and state laws. Population equality. The districts should be drawn so they are substantially equal in population according to the total count as presented in the 2010 census data. The total deviation between the largest and the smallest districts must be as small as possible, but in all cases must be less than 10%. Minor population deviations of less than 10% may be allowed if they are necessary to achieve a good faith, legitimate objective such as preserving the voting strength of minority populations in compliance with the Voting Rights Act, making the districts compact, maintaining communities of interest in a single district, and avoiding splitting neighborhoods, using public school attendance boundaries as defined by the independent school districts in the City of Dallas to assist in defining neighborhoods, preserving the cores of existing districts as permitted by case law, meaning to recognize the traditional geographic, economic, cultural, and social center of an existing district as supported by public testimony, following easily identifiable geographic boundaries and other unique geographic configurations, or facilitating responsiveness of elected representatives to their constituents. Minority representation. As required by the Voting Rights Act, the voting strength of racial, ethnic, and language minorities in the district should not be diluted by deprived minority voters of an equal opportunity to elect a candidate of their choice, such as by packing or fracturing districts. Race, ethnicity, or language minority consideration, however, can be the predominant factor to which other districting legal principles are subordinated. A majority-minority district may be created to provide fair representation to the members of racial, ethnic, and language minority populations where compelling justification requires such a district as determined by the following factors. A reasonably compact district can be drawn in compliance with the other redistricting guidelines in which voters of the minority group constitute a majority of the electorate and will increase the probability that the members of the minority will be elected. The minority community is politically cohesive and usually votes together, and other voters in the area generally vote as a block to successfully defeat the minority community's preferred candidates. 3, contiguity and compactness. The district should be geographically compact and composed of contiguous territory. Compactness and contiguity involve both a functional and geographical aspect. Functional compactness and contiguity include factors such as the availability of transportation and communication, the existence of common social, cultural, community, and economic interests, the ability of constituents of a council district to relate to each other, the existence of shared interests, including a history and tradition of working together, the use of public school attendance boundaries as defined by the independent school districts in the City of Dallas to assist in defining neighborhoods, and the drawing of district boundaries that facilitate communication between constituents and their elected representatives. Other guidelines which may include incumbents, the configuration of districts shall be neutral as to incumbents. The district must not be configured for the purpose of either protecting or defeating an incumbent. Community of interest. Communities of interest shall be maintained in a single district where possible, and attempts should be made to avoid splitting neighborhoods. For purpose of this guideline, communities of interest include geographic areas where there are people who share clearly recognizable similarities of social, political, cultural, ethnic, religious, and economic interests. Factors to be considered in defining neighborhoods include homeowner associations, neighborhood associations, crime watch groups, public testimony, census tract information, and traditionally recognized areas of Dallas. Excuse me for taking those minutes to read it, but I think it's important for us to refer to this document in all the decisions that we make, and in any comments that you make should come back to this document. Thank you. Now, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to try to get out of here by 6 o'clock. If we all listen to each other, are ready to talk when we need to talk, and spend the right time doing it. In light of more than 70 individual public speakers that signed up before 2 o'clock, and in light of the confusion of many of those speakers because they didn't know which maps they wanted to speak on, and by the way, I understand that because at times I didn't either, we were going to simplify this process. So we're going to do it this way. We're going to do a little housekeeping to start with, and then we're going to have the four groups kind of make present some maps. After each of those maps are presented, we as a council are going to ask the other city council person questions of clarification. We're not going to debate. We're just going to try to make sure we understand those things. So you say, now, is it, you know, is it west of Cockrell Hill or is that north? And try to be clear about those sort of questions. Once we do that, we'll move on and we'll go through all four groups. At that time, then we will take public, we will listen to the public. Since there were 75 individual speakers signed up, we are going to not break you into groups. We're going to go through all 75 of you. And we are going to give everybody 1 minute to speak. And we want to listen to what you have to say. Now, we want to be fair to everybody. And I have asked our city secretary, do you have the list posted someplace? Turn your up, Miss.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. For the public, there is a speaker's list that has been distributed. That list is numerical. Okay. And if you'll keep in mind where you are on that list.
So everybody should have a hard copy of that.
We're okay. Distributing it now.
You're, okay, we will get you, everybody, through this process, we'll get a hard copy of that list. When we come to you, we will hope that you have moved down here, and we're going to ask some people when we get to that point to kind of give up some of the front row seats so we can make that the on-deck circle. And we will give everybody, you know, 5 seconds to get to the podium, okay? From there. So if you're up here and you're next and you're asleep, the clock's going to be ticking for you, okay? Because we want to get through this. We want to listen to everybody. I do not want anybody that signed up before 2 o'clock said this, I could not speak. I want to hear you. Then we are going to take the last 45 minutes as a council to discuss these maps so you can publicly hear how we feel. We are going to do that individually, and I'm going to give everybody 3 to 4 minutes, and we will start with the most junior seating members to the most senior, and I will read that off. And at that time, if you say, hey, I like map 100, and this is why I like it, and plan that that's where I'm going to be, that's the time to do it, okay? And at that time, we will have listened to you, we will clearly understand the map, and we should be able to listen to each other. We will then adjourn, and we will decide what we do and how we take a vote in the coming day on that. Okay? Great. So to make sure we're clear, Paul, you got what's that? Oh, yeah, okay, good. So first of all, let me start with the council. There were, I think, 10 maps given. So I need to go through and say, are there any maps that need to come out of here that we're not going to talk about today? Any? Ms. Hassel?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mayor.
Ms. Hassel.
Yes, I did press the speak button. Yes, to make this a little less cumbersome, several of us have worked to reduce the number of the amendments, and so we have a combination map that has addressed number 2C, 2E, I, and J.
Okay, so
2C, 2E, 2I, and 2J will not be part of the discussion. They are included in our combination map.
Good. One more time.
2C, 2E, 2I, and 2J.
2J, and you will have one new map.
Yes.
That you'll explain on that.
Correct.
When you get to it. Okay?
Correct.
What's that? Ms. Madonna, Ms. Madonna?
Ms. Hasso, did you say C, D, and what?
No, C, E.
C,
E, I, and J.
I, and J. C is mine.
I know, but yours is in the combination now.
Not all of it, but there's a few things missing in it. So
okay.
Well, do you want to talk about E then?
Yes,
okay. Then we'll talk about E, okay? And we will talk about, do you want to call that K, Mr.?
We can call that K,
okay.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about 2E and we'll talk about 2K, okay? Mr. Atkins, do you have any words of wisdom? Do you want to turn it up? I'll turn it on.
Yes, Mayor. Amendment 3, we're going to keep that one. And for Wayne, I believe he has one he's going to. Do you know which one's
going? Mr. Caraway, speak up, turn on your mic. Okay. Wait, maybe it's not. Okay, go ahead. You're on now.
All right. We will be dropping Amendment 1.
Amendment 1. What does that mean?
16D1. We will not.
16?
Which one
of
these
is it?
Is it
G?
Which one?
Okay, Ms. Coop.
If you refer to it by the numbers in our book, it would be really helpful. Even Ms. Margolin, Ms. Hasso.
Does everybody have their book?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Ms. Coop asked this. The 2C is which tab? Tab 3. So that map is gone. Okay?
Tab 7. Yeah.
Wait, just hold on here. Let's do Ms. Hasso's first. Tab 3 is gone. Okay, 2I, which one's that? 9. It's tab 9. So that map's gone. And 2J. And that's 10. So that's gone. Okay? Mr. Caraway, which?
7.
Tab 7 is gone. Okay? Anything else? Okay, we've got it. Thank you. All right, so I'm fair about who presents first. Yeah, she killed him. Okay. Yes. He's got one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. And we'll put you in there too. Okay. Okay. Okay, well, you might have put them. Okay. All right.
I want to make sure
we
got
them
in the top.
Got 5 of them, that's right.
Should be 5.
Yeah, that's 5.
Okay,
we're just going to randomly, I'm going to let the attorney pick, even though he never does anything gambling wise, I'm sure. Okay. Ms. Hill will go first. Mr. Atkins, you go second. Ms. Hasso goes next. Mr. Rawlings goes next. And Ms. McGuire, you go last.
Okay, do we have that order? What's that? Yeah, Atkins Caraway. Yeah, okay, I understand. Okay, so with that, I'd like to make sure these presentations stay, you know, 3-4 minutes, maybe 5, and I will call on Ms. Hill. Ms. Hill, please state the map you're working on, too, for the public and for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The map that I'm working on is the first one, tab 1, and it's map C, plan 16D, parentheses, Hill Amendment. Mr. Mayor, I hear pages turning.
All right. Are we all in our hymnal the right number here?
Not yet. That's how we know when it's time to preach, when we hear the pages stop rattling.
All right, guys, because this is there's a lot of people here, if we can keep the noise down, thank you.
The starting point for this map was the redistricting commission plan map submitted to the council. This is an amendment of the redistricting plan commission map. My criteria for amendment were as follows. First and foremost, to have 4 winnable African American districts, a separate Pleasant Grove seat, to untangle districts 2 and 13, to maintain communities of interest, to ensure that Cleburne Riley remained in District 8, and to retain the Oak Cliff core of District 5. For the criteria of 4 winnable African American seats, which was my primary criteria, there are 3 majority African American seats drawn. That would be Districts 4, 5, and 8, and 1 coalition seat, District 7, which has an equal split between African American and Hispanic voting age population. However, based on participatory voting population, that seat is winnable by an African American. I heard in all of the meetings that I attended, and I attended several, that Pleasant Grove wanted its own seat. I agree with that. I thought that Districts 2 and 13 should be separated and segregated. 14, thank you. 2 and 14. And accordingly, District 2 includes Near East Dallas, Lower Greenville, and the M Street. The communities of interest included common interests socially, economically, culturally, religious, and ethnic. This map does retain the Oak Cliff core of District 5. There are current affinities among these neighborhoods, and this map retains that. The neighborhood of Pemberton Hills, Horizon Estates, Singing Hills, a part of Glen Oaks, Bar Harbor, Elder Oaks, the Redbird area, and then the map reaches over and pulls in the woods because the woods has affinity to South Oak Cliff and Southwest Center Mall. In addition to the mall, those communities have affinities as to churches, Antioch, Concord, Friendship West, IBOC, and voting patterns. Of the other maps, only 3 allowed for the election of 4 African Americans. One of those has now been pulled. That means that there are now only 2 maps on the table that allow for the election of 4 African Americans, and that is the Hill map and the Atkins Caraway Davis map, Amendment 2. Several of the maps split the Bar Harbor Elder Oaks neighborhoods from their Redbird neighbors and attach those neighborhoods, Bar Harbor Elder Oaks, to North Oak Cliff, more specifically Kessler, Wynwood Hills, and Stevens Park, and that does not fit.
the commission map did put Bar Harbor, Elder Oaks back where it belongs, but there are maps in this inventory that again splits that neighborhood. It splits a neighborhood and a voting precinct. Finally, I offered my map the Wednesday preceding the initial Friday deadline. I offered it to all council members with the idea that I was willing to work with any and everyone so that if I had missed a boundary that I should not have missed, I would have been able to fix that. I continue to offer to work with any council member and any other persons, members of the public, or any constituency to make sure that the boundaries are correct, but I offer this as the best solution for the city of Dallas. I am open to questions.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. Council, do we understand what she is offering? If you don't, please... Mr. Carraway, do you want to ask a question?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Hill, on your map, as it relates to Area 4, District 4, I see where Elm Street downtown all the way over to Ross is a part of that drawing. Is that correct? Am I seeing right?
You are seeing correctly. That district, I started by drawing what is currently the core District 4 district with attention to the actual voting population. The district then went in a direction so as to pick up additional population, the correct ethnicity, and at the same time allow room for enough African American and Hispanic voters to be able to elect four African Americans.
And also, Ms. Hill, does this bring Oak Cliff, in which District 4, respectfully, is in Oak Cliff, am I seeing correctly that this brings Oak Cliff out of Oak Cliff into downtown?
The map goes from Oak Cliff, which is where I started drawing. I started in Oak Cliff and went north and joined a portion of downtown to your district, what is now your district, Oak Cliff.
And does this map also take Oak Cliff into portions of South Dallas proper?
The coalition district is District 7. That district started with Core South Dallas and Fair Park. That district then went up to Buckner, then goes up to Buckner Terrace. But the district needed to go downwards to Oak Cliff in order to pick up enough African American population to make it an African American Hispanic coalition district. Again, because of the participatory voting, the district is clearly winnable by an African American candidate. It is also potentially winnable by a Hispanic candidate. However, it is clearly winnable by an African American. In order to have sufficient African American population, that district, which lost 7,000 African Americans, had to go into Oak Cliff to have a sufficient number of African Americans to make for four winnable African American districts.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. And back to my question, does Oak Cliff go across the Cedar Crest Bridge according to this map and take in South Dallas proper?
District 7 begins with the core South Dallas and then drops down into Oak Cliff.
So I think she's answering no.
Well, not according to what we're seeing.
Yeah, that's
because the Trinity River Bridge, the Trinity River snakes here.
Oh, I see.
And it
You're saying does it cross
over,
Trinity River?
Does it cross the Trinity River Bridge into South Dallas?
If the map shows that it does, it does.
Yeah, I think it does.
If it shows that it does, it does.
The only reason I asked because it was your map, but And it also, so not only does Oak Cliff go out of its boundaries into South Dallas, but then we find Oak Cliff also now.
I think we're opining at this point. Thank you, Mr. Carroway. Right. Mr. Atkins.
But it also goes downtown. Okay.
Mr. Atkins.
I just want to hear, I guess, I do, looking at your map, and I do see the percentage of the black population in four winnable black African-American seats, but also look at trying to find community of interest. And the community of interest, and I was looking at most of your map that in 8 versus 5, I'm looking at the south boundary, that Signal Hill is a respect Signal Hill, and also we go down there by Paul Quinn College and also 56th Street, and those communities that I've generally talked to said it's not the same interest. I'm just trying to, did you take in consideration of the communities of interest?
I took into consideration the boundaries that most closely fit what I understand to be the current District 8. However, as I said initially, I offered the map early so that if I had missed the boundaries, that I could have some assistance from the present council members on modifying those boundaries. I'm still open to that. I may have missed the boundary because I spent several days working on this map without assistance, and so I may have missed the boundary, but that's why I submitted the map early and remained open to input from sitting council members. So, Mr. Atkins, I may have missed the boundary, but I invite you to let me know what that boundary is.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions of Ms. L? Hearing none, let's turn it over to Mr. Atkins and Mr. Carroway. And let's try to, you know, make this in 3 to 5 minutes. Would you tell us which tab you're on?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
If I may inform the public so that the public,
yeah.
You know this already, but I will have to leave at 4:15, not later than 4:15, due to a prior commitment that could not be changed, and I don't want the public to think I don't want to hear them. I just had a prior commitment, and I have got to go at 4:15.
You did tell me. Thank you. Mr. Carroway.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mr. Atkins and I will team up on this, and
great.
We'll take it as quickly as possible, but very carefully. One, when we talk about keeping neighborhoods and communities together.
First of all, what
we're on tab 9.
Tab 9.
Read the
map number also for the public.
Plan 16D.
Okay.
Offered by Carroway District 4.
I thought we killed tab 9.
And it's Amendment 3.
I'm sorry.
Tab 9. Amendment 3.
Didn't we kill tab 9?
No. We killed 7.
No. What?
Oh, did Tanea kill 9?
Find out what he's talking about. Go down there and try to find out.
So, okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. We'll go 6. Let's do tab 6.
Tab 6. Thank you, Mr. Carroway.
Agenda item F.
Tab 6, agenda item F.
All right. Tab 6. Are we there?
Yes.
Okay. What we are offering and are showing as relate to the district in the southern portion of our city. One, the northern part of the city, 12, 11, 10, all that stays together. In the southern part of the city, when you look, and we'll start with District 4, we kept that neighborhood together. It did not cross the rivers or the boundaries of I-35, but just a tad of I-35 to your left. We kept it the way it is currently configured, keeping those neighborhoods, those schools, those churches, those neighborhood communities, Crime Watch, we kept all of those folks together. It did not cross, it does not cross the Trinity River, because as it relates to District 7, it keeps District 7 independent as South Dallas, separated from Oak Cliff, as the constituents so requested. It also, in the eastern portion of the, southeastern portion of this district, it keeps the Bugner Terrace area together, as it was so requested throughout the meeting that Bugner Terrace neighborhoods wanted to stay together. So this map kept them together, plus it offered an additional district for representation in Pleasant Grove area as related to District 5. At District 8, the people came to us and came to this commission, and the Cleburne Riley people said they wanted to remain into the area of District 8. It kept District 8, keeps Singing Hills together, and all of the areas, and Fireside, and those areas contiguously, and the Wheatland-Danieldale area that Mr. Atkins and Simpson Stewart, and which includes Paul King College and University of Texas at Dallas. Also, what we did, we took a portion, as you can see, in District 3 to go and find a fourth possible winnable area or district. We took District 3
winnable for who?
To the west.
Winnable for whom?
Winnable. Because just winnable for anybody.
Gotcha.
Winnable for anyone. So it's winnable for Hispanics, winnable for Anglos, and winnable for African Americans.
Just trying to get
okay? So that's what we did to take it to the left. Ms. Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Carway. Again, I don't want to repeat the same thing that Mr. Carway said, but then, too, just going through District 8, the main concern was Cleburne Riley was back in 1981 was annexed to the city of Dallas. And when we're looking at Pleasant Grove trying to separate the two communities, Cleburne Riley feel like they was not part of Pleasant Grove. So that's one intention that we were looking at in District 8 to make sure those neighborhoods stay the same. And also you're looking at in District 8, transportation is a factor, but also the land mass. There's so much land mass in District 8, so therefore you will have large contiguous space with maybe 20 miles square mile in that particular district. But also we're trying to keep Singing Hill and Paul Quinn College and UNT, those communities of interest, together. And we go over there to the different winnable African American seat that we look at this map, and this is our first brush over the camera on this map. And basically what I kind of did was took this map and kind of overlay the last map, the map before the commission heard. When the commission heard, they brought the map to the council at the beginning when the mayor first got those maps on August 31st, I took just an overlay of what they had and kind of overlay what I'm trying to do and trying to get a consensus of all the council members, what our commission done. I do not want to take anything from granted from our commission, because I think they did a fabulous job, and especially Mayor Sun, my commission, and I recognize her there. Thank you for your long time, wearing hours that you've done. I really appreciate your time, and also other commission. We look at, in three a little bit. In three, if you go back with a prior history, three was a winnable African-American seat back in 10, 15, 20 years ago. We know that, and that's what it is, but unfortunately, it has not been that way over the last three or four councils. So we thought that three is a winnable African-American seat, and with the right tweaking of amendment and with all of the colleagues. And when you said this, that number one, there are 14 people in the mayor here that it's still going to take a cohesion of all the council members by in. And when you decide to move one press place to the next place, it's going to take the council members to buy in. But my goal is to have four winnable African-American seats, four winnable African-American seats, and that's what I'm trying to do and trying to make sure the council understands that it's still going to take a whole lot more tweaking. I feel like this is a good public forum to put everything out there and thank everybody coming in. But my mission is today is how do we have four winnable African-American seats, not to regret, to make sure we stay at status quo. And I'll open for anyone to fill in what I can offer. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Questions? Ms. Hill?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Kelly or Mr. Atkins, will you tell me what the rationale is on this map for attaching the Bar Harbor and Elder Oaks neighborhoods to North Oak Cliff and separating those neighborhoods from the Redbird neighborhoods where they are now? And more specifically, you go straight through a voting precinct. You divide a voting precinct and a neighborhood. Please tell me what the rationale is.
So for the public, you're talking about the far southeast part of D3 on their map?
Yes, I'm talking about the area bounded on the east by Polk Street.
Thank you.
On the south, bounded by Simpson Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
On the west, bounded by I-67.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
Yes, Ms. Hill, when you take into consideration that we're not giving consideration to incumbency, and we're looking for the numbers that can bring about that fourth winnable seat, it is very, very important that we look to the west, and I'll call it the west. When you look at the Bar Harbor area, you look at the Atwell, the side of Pope, and those areas, and you do the proper tweaking, and then you look at the history of that area, it is certainly a possibility, a very strong possibility, for the opportunity for an African American to be elected. Case in point. One, District 3 is heavily Hispanic. Two, for the past three elections, Councilman Dave Newman, Councilman Ed Oakley, and now Councilman respectfully Scott Griggs represents that district, and it is Hispanic. Thus, if we would have enough African Americans to live in that area, to become a part of that area, it does give the possibility of a fourth winnable seat.
Ms. Kelly, perhaps you did not realize that you split.
Is this a question, Ms.
Hill? Mr. Kelly, did you realize split the voting precinct? You put Atwell in District 4, which is where the Bar Harbor Elder Oaks neighborhood votes, and you put the rest of the neighborhood in District 3. You split the voting precinct. It is not attached to Atwell. Please tell me what the purpose of that is.
And I'm glad you asked that. It was the commissioner that represented District 5 that suggested this split in the beginning. And so we simply carried out the wish of your commissioner because he split and put Atwell where it was never before.
Thank you. Ms. Hasso.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a question, I guess, on District 3 on your map. You're considering this a winnable district by an African-American. Is that where we are with that?
Absolutely. It's winnable by African-American, Hispanic, or Anglo, and it's up for grabs. But our responsibility is to try to seek a winnable, and that's what this represents, is a winnable opportunity.
Yeah, and then one comment on status quo. I think we're all trying to make sure that we reflect the new numbers of the census, and sometimes it's not the status quo. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hasso. I do have a question. Is this the map you guys want to go forward with? Because you had three maps or four maps, and I just want to clarify.
I think we have one other, Mayor, but we are open. We're not sanctioned in on just a particular map. We're looking to see what has been put on the table, to see how our suggestions could be inputted into something that we will respectfully submit to the public.
Okay. So this is kind of a work in progress. This is the best example of the map.
Additional example.
Okay. Thank you very much. Other questions? Okay. Thank you. Ms. Hasso.
Okay. No.
So that's all we're doing with you guys today. Okay. Thank you. Ms. Hasso.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hold on here.
Yeah.
Guys, I said you're going to have 5 minutes to talk about all you're doing. You got another map you want to talk about?
I mean,
All right, do Amendment 2. Let's do it quickly.
Tab 8.
Tab 8? Amendment 2.
Okay.
This office.
Two minutes.
Go ahead. Very brief,
Mayor. We've got 2 minutes. This map shows 7 minority and 3 minority coalition districts. We did show in this particular map that you do have a winnable possible 4 African Americans, and you also had a winnable possible 5 Hispanics. So we just kind of threw this in there for people to look at and get some feedback, and said that what your mission was, it can work.
Okay.
Thank you.
And sir, these are just maps to give examples. We're not specifying or telling people this is the map. We're showing examples, so as we move forward in the process, we'll have the different options to consider, but we need to see the different versions that are on the table for consideration.
Okay, that's fine, but in 10 days, we got a map to vote on, okay? So any questions anybody has on Amendment 2? Ms. Hasso.
Yes, my question on this map is that you're saying it's 4 winnable African-American districts, is that correct?
Yes.
And how many winnable Hispanic districts on this map?
5.
I don't see the 5.
9, 2, 5, 1, 3, and 6.
I will be opposing this map. It takes District 1 to 44%.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, thank you. We'll be talking about that. Any other questions? Okay, thank you for being quick on that. I appreciate it. Ms. Hasso. We're done with them.
Okay. What I would like to pass out at this moment is the combination map that Atkins, Caraway, Davis, Hasso, Griggs, Alonzo, Margot, and Coop have been working on. This is also not set in stone, but it does give 5 Hispanic seats.
This is a 2K we spoke about earlier,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
We still have some tweaking to do with District 13 and District 14, which we will be working with Ms. Margolin and Ms. Hunt on that. But we feel that this map really does show the combination of all of the comments from at least 9 council people.
All right. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, this is a substitute map, so you guys don't have it. Are we going to put it up on screen here? It's coming up on the screen. There you go. Thank you very much.
Okay. So again, this was the combination map that we're saying was a work in progress. We included all of the as many people as we could to get their issues with the current map C16, and again, this gives us 5 Hispanic seats for 3 African American seats. And I wanted to also recognize my commissioner, Domingo Garcia, who spent quite a bit of time of his own time on this. And so I thank you for being the leader in our community. And I also want to thank the people who sent emails and mails and letters to my office to express their concern. Hopefully we followed through with that with this map. It's called the combination map. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hasso. Ms. Margolin? No, Mr. Atkins, I apologize. Did you?
Yeah, yes, please.
Okay.
On this particular map, Ms. Hasso, I'm trying to look at most of the community that interest. If we look at probably the lower part, D1, my consideration, we've been talking about this.
Are we going to ask a question?
Oh, yeah, question. My question is, number one, community entry light. Where is Thurgood Marshall? You know, the community entry, is that community interest more close to the Bar Harbor, Bishop Dunn High School? Would that be more community interest of Bar Harbor in that area? So that's the question in that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Atkins. Ms. Margolin.
Thank you.
First, I want to thank all the people in my district who are here, and especially those we've been hearing from who have been expressing their concerns about the area between Royal Lane, Merrill, Webb Chapel, and Brockbank, which has been taken out of District 13, where it has been for the last 10 years. It's a small neighborhood that's attached to some other areas that need to be contiguous. And so I just wanted to take a moment to express my thanks to those who are here for that. And my question, Ms. Hasso, is do you happen to know how the area bounded by Lemon, Northwest Highway, and Midway near Love Field at this point is showing as part of District 13, because I wasn't aware that that was part of this map.
Somebody needs to turn it off so Ms. Hasso can speak.
There you go. All right. Yes, Ms. Margolin, these are some of the tweaks that we have been talking with Council Member Hunt regarding Love Field and regarding some of those areas. So I would have to look on a much bigger map, but I believe we can take care of that.
Thank you, Ms. Medrano.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the combination map, the area of Linnell Place, I need to know the northern boundary of that area, and then it goes to where? Does it go? It's really difficult to see here. It goes to what, Northwest Highway?
We talked about Linnell Place when we were together. I really can't answer specific because this is a little bit general, but that's something we definitely can work on.
Okay. That would be my question, the northern boundary there, the Linnell Place. And then I believe I could work with this, and I can live with this. And then there's another little jag that I prefer to have right there, Harry Hines and Mockingbird. Other than that, those are my questions for this map. It's a matter of tweaking. Thank you.
This is the process. Do you still want to talk about your map? You can.
I think I could work. Mayor, I think I could work with the combination map, providing that I get those answers.
Okay. Great. Those are the things you want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. Caraway.
Thank you, Mayor. And Ms. Hasso, wonderful work. As you can see, Ms. Davis, myself, Mr. Atkins signed on to this as well. One question that I would have, are we still amenable to some adjustment as related to possibly in the Thurgood Marshall area and some others being able to slide and make some minor adjustments? Minor but major adjustments.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Caraway, we are more than happy to put those tweaks in as we talked about Ms. Medrano's and Ms. Margolin's changes and Ms. Hunt. So please give me the streets and we'll sit down and look at it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go with Griggs and then Ms. Hill because she got bumped, and then you, Ms. Hunt. Okay, Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Hasso, does this map put Wynwood North, Wynwood Heights, Beckley Wood, and Beckley Club Estates into District 1?
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. This map does. We've got several emails and letters and phone calls from the Old Oak Cliff Conservation League to keep the neighborhoods that are part of the Conservation League together, and so we were able to do that.
Thank you. And also, then it looks like in this map, the Oak Cliff neighborhoods that are west of 35 and west of 67 are kept in two council districts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. Ms. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Hasso, it is the same question that I had of Mr. Caraway as to the rationale for putting Bar Harbor Elder Oaks with North Oak Cliff, and it is not a correct statement that the commissioner for District 5 requested that. He did not. So what is the rationale?
I'm not sure who the commissioner for 5 was, and I don't think I was the one that said that, but I don't believe I said that. What the combination map shows is the map that council members Davis, Caraway, and Atkins asked us to merge with the rest of the map.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't understand the rationale for putting that neighborhood with North Oak Cliff and splitting, going down the middle and splitting that neighborhood and that voting precinct. I still don't understand the rationale. If you would prefer I talk to you offline, I'll be happy to.
That would be fine. I think that Mr. Atkins and Mr. Caraway also would weigh in on that answer. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, basically what she said is you tried to combine a couple of maps, and that's the way one of the maps was. So thank you. Ms. Hunt?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Ms. Hossa, you and I talked, but I just want to be clear that I understand. With regards to District 14, was the idea in part of the changes that will be made to create a district boundary at the toll road so that what is west of the toll road will be incorporated into other council districts to ensure we have better constituent services and a more compact district?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hossa, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Other questions? All right. Hearing none, I will begin by talking about tab 2. This is plan 3C. First of all, I think let me tell you why I brought plan 3 forward. I have cared about two things. One is the tightness and the ability to have contiguity and compactness, and the strongest minority numbers in each of these districts. When I looked at all the maps, this one did the best job of that. It was definitely the tightest, and then when I ran the numbers, I found that this map had the highest numbers for Hispanics and for African Americans in each of the districts. There were 5 maps in the original 16. I'm not talking about the variations. I'm just talking about when we started. And there were 5 Hispanics, and they averaged 61% of the population. And map 3 had 62% of the population, with the next one was 42% of the population, and map 16 was 32%. So the raw numbers for Hispanics were stronger in map 3. For African Americans, their average in map 16 was 59%, and map 3 was 63%, a significant increase in the strength of African Americans in all those districts. So that's why I wanted to bring this map forward. I then made some amendments to it. And I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that. District 14 was expanded to include all the uptown area. And as you're going to see you're going to see in my other discussion too, that one of the things I've got a heartburn about is District 14 wrapping around the Park Cities. And I want to keep 14 as tight as possible. 14 does that here in map 3, except for Freedman Cemetery, which is in I think District 7 there. Kessler and Stevens Park and all areas north of West and Davis Tyler Street, They're uniting Kessler Park in my amendment. Also, to balance all this stuff, District 1 comes up north and east of the Trinity to pick up some areas. Sir? Okay, just for the record, okay? We're going to be real friendly, and that'll be the first time, but if it ever happens again, we're going to ask you to leave, okay? Anybody, we'll ask anybody to leave, so that's the first warning for everybody. Thank you. And then the fourth amendment to the map is to strengthen the minority district in District 9. All the area northwest of the intersection of Northwest Highway and Jupiter moved from 9 to 10. Hispanic votes increased slightly, but black votes increased by 0.5%, so it strengthened 9 from an African-American standpoint as well. I think this, what I realized in the process is, as I said, this is a political process. This map probably didn't get the massaging and the work that the other map got. And I wanted to kind of bring it to the table. I wanted to listen to the public about this map because I think for those two reasons it was stronger. Why don't I stop there and hear questions about this, and then I'll do my other amendment quickly. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. The Keast, Illinois corridor, you've got Wynwood Shopping Center, Keast Park, Kimball High School, and all those great neighborhoods. What was the reason for drawing and quartering that area across four districts?
I think it's a map, but I don't like that. I agree with you. I think this is one of the weaknesses of that map, and this would need to be massaged because I think that's a neighborhood that needs to stay together. So that's
what part of Oak Cliff,
yeah,
right, 35.
That's my instinct as well.
Thank you.
Is that your question? Mr. Atkins?
Yes, Mayor. You know, back to in the D4, the Cleaver Riley, you know, going up to late June, and those neighborhoods is almost completely different neighborhood because the neighborhood more in Cleaver Riley is more open range and horses. And
what's your question?
My question is, why did you draw everything south of 175, I believe, to north of 175 in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, I think it's to make the district that it did, to make it as strong, and it pushed that down.
And I guess my other second question is, number one, you look in D7, you take the neighborhood inches all the way from, Loop 12 all the way to Lemon, across the downtown, and I look at also community interest there, you know.
I bet Mr. Carraway is going to ask me about that too, because that's one of the things. Is that Mr. Carraway? Is that what you're going to ask?
I'm waiting to get through with you, Mayor.
Okay, all right.
Is he going to ask the question? I pass it to you.
Look, to make this a strong African American district, you do that. You come across the river. I think that South Dallas proper and Oak Cliff are two different areas. In two different neighborhoods. That doesn't mean that they can't be represented by one district, by one council person. I did look at trying to divide that up. Math didn't stay on to be able to have four winnable African Americans and then the Hispanic district. So that this map didn't stretch that way.
So in this particular map, the number did not show that there was a possibility of four winnable African American seats.
Well, you've got a opportunity district, I think, in it was in District 9, if I understand my numbers right.
Yes, 9.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Mr. Carraway.
Mayor, thank you. And two things. I want to know if you took under consideration that in not only in joining the majority of Oak Cliff, the heart of Oak Cliff, into South Dallas across the river, the Fair Park, all the way to Sinai, do we take that under consideration? First question, and then the next question.
What was the first question?
Oak Cliff going into South Dallas, deep into South Dallas, into the heart of sunny South Dallas.
I'm sorry, I don't know the question.
We took Oak Cliff again on this map, and we took it over even further into South Dallas.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And
South Dallas,
two separate entities. And then, my next question to you, did we take under consideration on Marsalis in the heart of Oak Cliff, where South Oak Cliff High School is, we've drawn it out of the neighborhood and split up those neighborhoods to put it yet in another area?
Yeah. Well, I answered the first question, and I think it makes, I guess the answer is that one council person can represent two districts. I'm less comfortable with your second question, because that's consistent with Mr. Griggs' question.
That
I think those are neighborhoods that need to, and this map needs some work in that regard.
But that neighborhood map, sir, I'm just asking to review, and this is still yet another question. South Oak Cliff and the South Oak Cliff area and South Oak Cliff High School has all to do with Oak Cliff, in which Oak Cliff now, according to the way this is proposed, is being drawn into South Dallas, taking the representation away from that area.
I will review that nuance. Thank you, Mr. Carraway. Other questions? Ms. Margolin.
So let me turn mine off.
Did you do it too?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
Ms.
you,
Margolin.
I was wondering, in drawing the western boundary of District 13, if you were aware that just to the west of there, between Red Chapel and Brockbank, there are a number of neighborhoods that 10 years ago, when we did the last redistricting, worked very hard to get into District 13, and now are again being drawn out, and really do have a community of interest with District 13. I assume that that's something that you are not aware of.
Give us the roads again.
Webb Chapel to Brockbank. It's actually Dennis Road, and then it turns into Brockbank. But anyway, I'd be happy to get that to you.
Please, thank you.
Thank you.
There is some tight numbers on that stuff, and there's some difficulty there as well. So, Ms. Hill?
Mr. Mayor, thank you, sir. Is there any way to draw this map where there is a fourth African American district with at least 40%? This map has three winnable African American districts. The coalition district is District 10, which has 40% Anglo. So my question is there any way to draw this map where there's a coalition district with 40%, at least 40% African American?
I couldn't find it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me do one other amendment, and that is map, that's tab four, and it is plan 16D. The concern that I have had with map 16 has been District 14 and District and downtown specifically. I don't want downtown divided. We've got 7,000 residents now. I think it is a neighborhood that should not be divided, and we should keep that together. And I think it's not good to have 14 wrap around the Park Cities. So this map creates a neighborhood defined as Woodrow Rogers and 75 and I-30. It also let me just make sure I read this correctly, my notes, that District 4 was expanded. There were some other things that happened because of that. District 4 was expanded north and to the east across the Trinity River to include I-30 in District 4 up to Irvine, right? And District 14 was expanded to near East Dallas to move south to Canton. and include the area between Haskell and 75 north of Canton. To keep District 2 a Hispanic district, that's kind of what happened. 14 came back down that finger, did that. But I think fundamentally I like this map between 2 and 14 a lot better. Now, I did review, I will say, I looked at 14 taking downtown and 2 carving around downtown and coming up, and there is a map that does that as well. I presented this one. I'm open for discussion on that when we get there. I just want to make sure 14 is as tight as we can, and we get downtown representing one district if we end up as a council moving ahead with some variation of 16. Questions, Mr. Carraway?
Just one expression and question.
No expressions right now, please.
Are we aware, Mayor, that we have drawn Oak Cliff into downtown with those new 7,000 voters?
To what?
Just checking.
To what?
District 4, Oak Cliff into downtown.
Yes, I did.
And which represents City Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, it shouldn't. It should be the other side of. It's the other side of 30. Does not include City Hall.
Okay.
But it's right on the other side of 30. But yes, it comes in. And Mr. Carraway, I think there are many districts in the. My logic, just you're asking, is there are a lot of districts that take several different types of neighborhoods. And that one, I think, is a reasonable, even though it comes over to Trinity. Yes.
We're in the book.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Hunt. Oh, Ms. Natasha, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm presenting and trying to read at the same time.
Okay. Yes, I think on this map where you have expressed concern about District 14, I can tell you that those are some of the tweaks that we will do to the combination map along with Ms. Margolin and Ms. Hunt. So we might be able to get there on the combination map.
Thank you. Ms. Hunt?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Has consideration been made, or have you looked at putting uptown together with all of downtown? And if I could just make a brief comment, I found in representing part of downtown with Ms. Medrano and representing uptown as well, there's a great deal in common in those areas with urban living and street space, things like that.
Yep. As I said, I looked at it on another map, and it was a little bit 6-1, half dozen other, about which way you went. And something I would consider.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Medrano.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've had several phone calls and emails regarding south of 30 splitting the Cedars neighborhood into 3 districts. So if we could clean that up, that's an upcoming neighborhood. No, just want to know why the
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I had. That's a great point, and I think that's something we need to consider. I did not consider that. Okay, as you guys can see, you're not going to do your map, right?
Good. Very briefly, it does. I believe Ms. Hunt addresses the not quite wrapping around University Park. It goes just halfway, like to Lemon. So I don't know if that somewhat addresses Ms. Hunt's concern, but I try to eliminate that.
All right. So, but it does sound like we got some work on that whole issue, and that's where you were going.
Yeah.
So that's good. Okay. So as you can see, public, that we're still a work in progress. There are a lot of options out here, and I think this is very healthy to listen to one another and the best way to build these maps. Now it is our time to listen to you. I apologize in some ways. No, I'm not going to apologize. I'm proud that 75 people signed up before 2 o'clock to speak. And I think it's great. But we will ask everybody to stick to 1 minute. And you can do that if you get to the substance of what you're trying to say. All right? We want to listen. We want substance. And please give us your thought. I will set out the rules here, okay? One, I'd like all comments to me. I want all comments to be on the maps. Do you like a map or do you don't like a map and why? Okay? and I will not tolerate histrionics. Okay, we just don't have time for it today. I don't want to sacrifice anybody's civil rights in this city to be able to speak to the city council. So, with that said, we will. Ms. Rios will start reading the list. And as if you're, sirs, in the front row, is there any way we can get these folks chairs? It'd be great if we could keep that a few seats in the front row open, so we could have folks bring in some chairs. Maybe we could. I don't see you guys moving, so I appreciate that. Can we just bring in a couple of chairs, because I want to have some chairs down here for people to move into. No, I don't want to line up. We can move through this very, very clearly, cleanly, and then. Okay, so we got that, and Ms. Rios, let's start listening to our public. Thank you.
Thank you. For the public, just to kind of reiterate some of the comments, were that if you will look at the list that was provided to you as far as the speaker lineup, if you know that your name is coming up after a specific speaker, please prepare to come down. You will be given about 5 seconds once your name is called to approach the podium and begin your comments. So please kind of try to get close up to the front. Your first speaker will be Roy Williams. Roy Williams.
Can we get some
Mr. Crenshaw,
sure.
I'm sorry.
No,
the first speaker is Roy Crenshaw.
I signed up before anyone. I called in here and signed up before anyone. I followed the process. I signed up before anyone. I checked every 2 or 3 hours to see if anyone wasn't signed up. I called Roy. I'm not going to take that. I am not going to take that. I haven't taken it from anybody. I'm not going to take it from you.
Yep. I
all
appreciate
right.
it, Ms. Crenshaw.
Y'all better wake up.
Okay.
Y'all better wake up. How you going to come down there and take your afternoon
okay.
off? We're gonna
all right, who's the first speaker?
Roy Williams.
Mr. Roy Williams.
Is Roy Williams?
Yes. Good afternoon, Roy.
You will please state your name and address for the record.
Yes. 6881 Texas View Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, District 11. Roy Williams. Give thanks to the praise that we're here today to try to get some justice. Mr. Mayor, I'm disappointed with you. And I'm disappointed with you from this perspective. Issues this important, and we're only getting 1 minute to speak? That's not fair. That's not justice. And we're not going to tolerate it. Marvin Crenshaw and I spent 3 years of our life to put this system in place. And the African-Americans, where are you? Where are you, African-American council members? We're going to do a recall on all four of you.
Mr. Williams.
If you don't come up together with the map, which is 16D Amendment 1. This is the only map that is accessible to the African-American community. May I have some more time, Mr. Mayor?
Would you clarify the map? I want to hear. 16 what?
16D Amendment 1.
Okay.
Only map. The only map. Because I tell you why, Mr. Mayor,
please.
It has already been structured on this structure here, which is past justice, and it has been put together by present Representative Yvonne Davis, who has been drawing maps for 27 years. Nobody up here has drawn a map before. So why should we listen at them? Why should we listen at them? The African-American community is not going to take this sitting down. And the African-American...
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Got it.
...the room because we're going to recall you if map 16D1 doesn't pay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams. Next.
Your next
I'm going to tell you something. I let Mr. Williams speak. Mr. Williams and Mr. Crenshaw made 14-1 happen. Okay? And I think the reason we're here today in this forum is because of these guys, so I appreciate that. All right, next name.
Next speaker is Gwen Wooten.
We still don't have any chairs down here. Can somebody get some chairs so we can have some on deck folks?
Again, Gwen Wooten's going to be followed by Emma Rogers. Gwen Wooten, not present. Emma Rogers.
Good Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and council members. I'm Emma Rogers. I live in District 5 at 1322 Woodburn Trail, and I've lived there for 40 years. I am here in support of the Hill Amendment to Map 16 because it retains the fundamental core of District 5, which is a strong African-American district. It keeps together communities similar interest, Pemberton Hills, Singing Hills, Redbird, the Woods. It does not divide contiguous neighborhoods such as Elder Oaks and Bar Harbor. And Map 16 allows for four African-American council seats, thus bringing redistricting for the city of Dallas into better compliance with the Voting Rights Act. Now, I am opposed to any map that only allows for three African-American districts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your next speaker is Wallace Fager. Wallace Fager.
Mr. Mayor, Council, my name is Wallace Fager. I live at 5531 King Hill Drive, Dallas, 75241. I'm here in favor of the Hill Amendment because it maintains and preserves the voting strength of the community. It makes compacting the district and also maintains the communities of interest in a single district and avoids splitting the neighborhoods. And that is my reason for the support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The next speaker is Bill Betson, Vicki Martin, and then Isabel Molina.
Hello, Your Honor. My name is Bill Betson. I'm here to strongly support Map 3. People have wondered, it's been said that I do this for various and sundry reasons because I'm paid for either a white supremacist group or some other group. It's my grandchildren standing right here. That is the reason. I want this map to be working in 10 years and 20 years and 30 years. And I don't want major changes have to be done in 10 years or 20 years. I want us to have a stable map that stays the same. And this map, because it's compact, does that. And that's what I want. I want a compact map. And I also struggled probably more hours than any other person working for a fourth black district, and I think I've gotten close without risking the other three districts. When you look at the current black districts and go back 10 years, actually 11 years and 6 months, the count back then showed we had 56% black in those four districts. That percentage is now only 48%. We lost 8 percentage points. The other two maps that have that are considered black opportunity, four district winnable districts, to do that, they endanger those first three maps. And that's the danger. Do not endanger three black districts that are strong just to get a possible fourth.
Thank
Please.
You, Mr. Benson.
Vicki Martin, Isabel Molina, and Roxanne Sapp.
Good afternoon. My name is Vicki Martin. I reside at 8230 Claremont Drive. I'm the president of the Ferguson Road Initiative and community liaison for the Claremont neighborhood. For decades, the residents of Forgotten Far East Dallas have struggled to be represented and to have a voice at City Hall. FRI, formed in 1998, was organized to fight crime, promote public safety, strengthen families, empower the community. In short, 35 communities are now mobilized and working together as a community of interest. We are aligned, black, brown, and white, because we are determined to see our area thrive and to become a great place to raise our families. I urge you to give us a voice that will represent our concerns at the Horseshoe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Martin.
Which map, Ms. Martin?
Ms. Martin.
Ms. Martin.
Which map?
Which map?
Say three? Okay, thank you.
Map three.
Thank you. If the public would please identify what map they're supporting.
Thank you, Mr.
Isabel Cadet. Molina, Roxanne Staff.
Good afternoon. My name is Isabel Molina. I live at 2436 Dorrington Drive, District 7. Plan C3 creates two coalition districts, provides Far East Dallas with its own district. If Plan 3 is rejected by Council, then I also endorse 16D, Caraway Davis Adkins Amendment 2. There are areas in Dallas that have been underserved. Thank you.
Roxanne Spath, Betty Culver, and then Marvin Crenshaw.
Roxanne Spath, 5964 Tokalon Drive. I'm here representing the Bottman Northwest Highway Community Association. But in 2001, when I was on the Dallas School Board, I voted for a district that looked like this. And we have them on this map today, and it was a mistake. You cannot keep communities of interest together when they look like this. And so I have seen 16 separate Bottman Lake from the people who use Bottman Lake. And that should change. We have been separated in some cases. I've heard today where my postcard for community meetings will go to three different council districts. So what I am saying, when you keep your zigs and zags like you have done today, you cannot keep communities of interest together. And if you think more people are voting today than they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago with districts that look like this, you're only going to decrease the number of people who can engage in this political process.
Betty Colbreth, Marvin Crenshaw, Darlene Reynolds, Susan Walker. Betty Colbreth, not present?
Not present. Mr. Crenshaw?
Marvin Crenshaw.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Crenshaw.
Neil, you and Dwayne, Council, don't let them handcuff us. Don't let them handcuff us. But I'm here to support Map 16D, Amendment 1. And one of the things that are wrong with all the maps when I look at it is they're talking about voting age population when we should be talking about the citizen voting age population. And that's what I passed to you on this. And when you consider that, start talking about the citizen voting age population, everything changes as far as what you're talking about. Everything changes when you talk about citizen voting age population. Many people might not want to hear it, but that's what it's all about, the citizen voting age population. And that's what we have to consider, and that's what we have to do. But I'm here to support 16D because it will provide for us with four African-Americans, four Hispanics, and if they can get five, I support that. I support that. But it's time, Mr. Mayor, that we make a decision. When we go to the Justice Department, are they going to look and say, this is Dallas again, coming with the same old thing where we have to drag you through court for 30 years, and then you still try to fight it because the whole thing to me is about power. That's all it is. No one wants to be a 5-4 city council with possibly five Hispanics and four African Americans. We've got to remember that vote on that tax thing, and they haven't forgot it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw.
Darlene Reynolds, Susan Walker, Desi Tanner.
Good afternoon.
My
name is Darlene Reynolds. I live at 5716 Hillcroft Street. This area of Dallas is called Buckner Terrace. It's at 30 Jim Miller each side. It goes east to Buckner, west to Longview, and south to Forney. This neighborhood has been divided in two council districts since the last census was held. It's time for this area to be united into one council district. Our neighborhood is clearly willing to work with any of the maps that unite this district. Some people think Jim Miller is a major street that is a dividing line, but in our neighborhood it certainly is not. There's 2,600 homes in Buckner Terrace. We are acceptable with Map 16 Amendment 3 and Map 3 and open to other maps that unite the neighborhood and no longer divide it. Thank you.
Susan Walker, Desi Tanner, Sandra Crenshaw.
Mr. Mayor, council members, Susan Walker, 5820 Gardendale Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75228. I currently live in District 7 and I'm in support of Plan 3, Map Plan 3. Because it is the only map drawn by an individual who took the city and the DOJ guidelines and made them made a map to conform with the guidelines that this council set forth for map makers. Secondly, Plan 3 helps the residents in Far East Dallas with council representation, where economic revitalization is a desperate and must need. If Plan 3 cannot exist, then I believe our community could accept Map Plan 16D, Amendment 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Desi Tanner, Sandra Crenshaw, Maria Valenzuela.
My name is Desi Tanner. I live at 2707 Running Brook, Dallas, Texas, 75228. I'm a member of the Truett Area Crime Watch, District 7. I have lived and been active in the community in Far East Dallas for over 20 plus years. Our group believes that Plan 03C has always been the best map, not only for the folks living in Far East Dallas and South Dallas, but the entire city. Map 3 meets the criteria. It uses highways, major streets, railroad tracks, and creeks as boundary lines. Our group has dozens of folders that record community fights to get services in our underserved East Dallas neighborhood. A Plan 3 map would detach East Dallas from the South Dallas and for once would allow Far East Dallas neighborhoods to not have to fight for the attention of our city council person and city services. With our neighborhoods across our service, Plan 3 gives voters in Far East Dallas the ability to elect their own representative to the city council and thereby addressing the pressing needs of our community. Map 3 will serve our vision of a whitewashed East Area Plan, one that envisions renewal, revival, and will strengthen and preserve as well as rejuvenate our area. I and Thank others you. In our community strongly support
Thank you.
Map 3.
Thank you.
Sandra Crenshaw, Maria Valenzuela, Ed Snyder. Sandra Crenshaw.
Could you start my contact up, please? It took me a little while to get here. I haven't said a word in my contact.
I'm sorry, Ms. Crenshaw. We did set the guidelines, Mr. Mayor.
So,
thank you.
Ms. Crenshaw, just talk, please. I'll listen.
Okay, thank you. I sent you a note telling you that I wasn't feeling well. The rules were changed, Mayor, and that really upset me because you told us.
Okay, can you just talk to the issues and I'll listen to you?
Well, it is the issue, the fact that I'm physically disturbed. The fact that we were told that that you wanted to hear what the citizens wanted to say, and then to limit us and then start the clock as soon as I stood up. Okay. As soon as I stood up, I didn't even have time to walk up here and you'd already started the clock to stifle my voice. That's not democracy, Mayor.
Ms. Crenshaw, can you just tell me what you want to say?
Okay, thank you. The doors of the federal courthouse were opened once the courts recognized that the disadvantaged population could not rely on incumbents to protect their interests at the expense of their own political careers. This city's legal department is headed by an African American, and this city may try to fool the citizens of this city by advising them that the district had to have 50%, providing them a process and not giving them the adequate software to determine what is the voting strength. I hear Councilman Caraway say that under a plan that this can be won, but there has been no demonstration, no calculation to decide the voting strength. And when you use voting age population and ignore the fact that that 80 votes population to determine the voting strength of an area has to be done by citizens' voting age population. And to come and tell us, like say for example in District 2, you take weak Hispanic voting strength and mix it with strong Anglo, knowing that those, and you say that this is a minority district, knowing that an Anglo is going to win that. I'll sum it up by saying this, that you may not give us a voice here at this city hall,
But we will have a voice at the federal courthouse, and you will respond to them as to why you did this the way that you did. This meeting is the greatest example of a discriminatory intent by stifling the voices of the citizens, changing the rules, telling
you.
People
thank
on
you.
Subordinate deals and not on citizens' voting strength.
Thank you.
Maria Valenzuela, Ed Snyder, Frank Bracken, Barbara J. Miller.
Hello, my name is Maria Valenzuela, and I live at 2445 Dorrington Drive in District 7. My husband and I, we have lived in the area for 11 years, and our daughter attended schools in the area. She's now in college.
Please, let's listen to the speaker.
Map number 3. The one thing that we have missed in the area for the past 20 years is the economic recovery, because this part of District 7 is basically a stepchild, originally drawn to fill a population requirement of 85,000 for the larger part of District 7, and that is and has been historically depressed for at least 100 years. The corridor of the I-30 east of Dolphin Road and Ferguson Road need development to better our city. Plan 3 creates a council seat for Far East Dallas residents and is defined as a second minority coalition made up of different cultures, races, and religions. Our community supports Plan 3, and if that's not possible, we will support Plan 16D, Council Caraway Davis Atkins Amendment Number 2.
Thank you very much.
Ed Snyder, Frank Bracken.
Mayor and City Council, my name is Ed Snyder. I reside in Far East Dallas in District 7. I'm a member of the Lakeland Hills Crime Watch and the Ferguson Road Initiative. Plan 3 is by far the best plan for Dallas. It was prepared by a private citizen whose only motivation is to meet the spirit and intent of the City Council guidelines and the Justice Department criteria. Plan 3 contains compact districts with clear boundaries. The other plans have meandering-shaped districts which are neither compact or clear. Plan 3 provides for the best representation of protected minority groups. It looks to the future. Plan 3 has the best chance of being approved by the Justice Department because its districts are compact, preserve community interests, and are not gerrymandered. Tonight was the first time I heard about this Plan 16D, Amendment 2, introduced by Caraway Davis and Atkins. It looks like it might have some promise for our neighborhood as well, but we are definitely in support of Plan 3, and we thank you, Mayor, for sponsoring it and bringing it forward.
Thank you.
Frank Bracken, Barbara J. Miller, David Chen.
Frank Bracken, 5717 Taiwanis. I support the Housel-Griggs Amendment to 16. District 3 was overwhelmingly supported by all of its constituents as is. The current Plan 3 extracts almost the entire residential component from the Mountain Creek area and moves it east, completely disrupting the only district that's shown growth. That's the Hill Plan that did that. Get that correct. Plan 3 divides the current District 3 into multiple segments. It destroys or reduces by almost half the smallest minority group that no one's spoken about, the Anglo vote. There are only 13% Anglos in District 3, and Plan 3 segments that even smaller. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bracken.
Barbara J. Miller, David Chen, Stephen Betson, and Alicia Clinton.
My name is Barbara Miller. I represent Webb Royal Neighborhood Watch and Webb Royal Homeowners Association. Plan 3 is a very attractive plan, except for the western border. Our community would like to remain in District 13, and this divides our community in half. And we are a like community. We were developed by the same developer. So if something can be done with the western border of Plan 3, that would be great. All the 16 plans match out a portion of this group. It includes a portion, but it eliminates about 400 homes. So if that notch could be eliminated,
in all the plan 16s, any of those would be acceptable. The combo map looks like it has addressed the issue, and I look forward to hearing more about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Chen, Stephen Betson, Alicia Clinton, George Baum.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is David Chen. I live at 5528 Leeway Drive. I'm a resident of the Cedar Vista area neighborhood. Second time up here to speak about redistricting. I'm also an acting area crime watch chair. I was asked to come here and speak about the redistricting plans. At this point in time, our neighborhood is strongly in support of the Jocelyn Griggs plan, that's a variant of Plan 16D. We are vehemently opposed to any plan that cuts the southern part of District 3, of which I and many others are residents, and carves it out into a new district. We're allied with North Oak Cliff area concerns, and we are a community. We share very common interests. Thank you.
Stephen Betson, Alicia Clinton, George Baum.
Honorable Mayor and Council, thank you for having this meeting. My name is Stephen Betson, 2621 Gibbs Williams Road, Dallas, Texas, in Scott Griggs District. I just wanted to ask everybody to stand up that's in support, here to support Plan 3 today. Plan 3. All right. I live in current District 3, and I voted for Griggs. I must strongly disagree with them. It's much more important to have compact districts than to save political structures that we've become accustomed to. If you go to the Dallas Redistricting blog, 2011 blog, you can see the history of the formation of Map 3. It started with seeking 14 population centers and drawing compact maps to represent those communities. The beauty of this process is that Map 3 has the best minority representation without excessive gerrymandering, seen in other amendments. 10 years from now, will you honestly be able to look into the eyes of your children and grandchildren, and no matter where they move to in the city, and no matter where they live in the city, honestly state that you voted for the best map to represent them? That's what this is about. And lastly, I want to thank you all for the transparency of this process. You've done a great job. It's not said enough. Thank you, every one of you.
Thank you very much.
Alicia Clinton, George Baum, Sam Atten, and Tim Herschel.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. My name is Alicia Clinton. I live at 227 North Shore Drive in the Beckley Club Estates neighborhood of Oak Cliff. We're part of the Old Oak Cliff Conservation League, and I'm here to support Plan 16D with the Hossel Griggs Amendment that puts our neighborhood within other North Oak Cliff neighborhoods. I appreciate the time and effort of our council members and all the commissioners within this redistricting plan, and I know whatever shakes out, this will be a better plan for Dallas, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
George Baum, Stan Atten, Tim Herfel, Heidi Van Hoek.
Good afternoon. My name is George Baum. I live in the Beckley Club Estates area of Oak Cliff, and I'm here to strongly support the amendments to Map 16D by Councilmember Celia Hossel and Scott Griggs. I've lived in Beckley Club Estates for 7 years and have actively participated in and enthusiastically witnessed the rebirth of North Oak Cliff. I spend my time, money, and visit my friends, the shops, restaurants, and theaters in District 1, and we have not been included in that district. The Griggs-Hossel plan includes us in District 1, and I think it will make us stronger, healthier, and more cohesive Oak Cliff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stan Atten, Tim Herfel, Heidi Dunholm.
Good afternoon, Mayor Vaughn and City Council. My name is Stan Atten, and I live in Wynwood Heights. My address is 3165 O'Bannon Drive. And I want to propose that you support the combination plan proposed by Councilman Hossel, because that brings my neighborhood, which is Wynwood Heights, together with Wynwood North and the other parts of Oak Cliff together. Our border is I-35. That's our border, 35 and 67. We go west. That's where we shop. That's where we eat. That's where we recreate. That's our library. That's our park. And even though we're going to lose Councilman Griggs when this is proposed and passed,
That's what we have to do, and that's best for our neighborhood, and they ask me to come and speak for you.
Thank you very much.
Tim Herfel, Heidi Van Holt, Kevin Felder.
Mr. Mayor, Council, thank you for having us this afternoon. I appreciate y'all having this meeting to begin with. My name is Tim Herfel. I live at 940 Tesla Parkway. I am in District 3, and I am the president of the East Tesla Park Neighborhood Association. We support the Hassel-Briggs Amendment as the best alternative at this time. It too can be greatly improved, however, with the addition of the Trinity Townhomes into District 3. This is critical in order for the Kessler neighborhoods to have a voice in both the Oak Cliff Gateway and the Trinity River Corridor Project improvements. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Heidi Van Holt, Hammond Felder, and Deacon McGregor.
Good afternoon, Honorable Mayor.
Good afternoon.
Council members. My name is Heidi Van Holt. I live at 5140 Moneta Lane, Dallas, 75236. We live in a very cohesive area. I've known the district since 1949 and now live in District 3. I moved from Oak Cliff. I am for the Hassel-Briggs Plan 16D. I am against any plan that divides our map from that particular one. Thank you.
Thank you. He didn't hear you. Turn your mic.
Kevin Felder.
Good afternoon. My name is Kevin Felder. I am the political action chairperson for the Dallas branch of the NAACP, and I'm here to speak about the process. Mayor, I'm very disappointed in the process. One of the things that I must say is that the access to the maps and the computers was inadequate. When myself and my board members, some of the members of my committee, went to the library, the software did not work. I contacted the redistricting office, and I was given an inadequate answer and was not able to submit the map that I intended to issue. The most important thing I want to say today is that the right to vote is sacred and is soaked in the blood of my ancestors. And so the way that you've done this, Mayor, and I'm saying it to you because you presented this District 3 map at the last minute, the way that this process was conducted, I am very disappointed. To the extent that this meeting, all the chaos and the confusion about whether you could speak, whether you not could speak, whether you have to sign up and did not have to sign up, it's unacceptable. So my...
Thank you.
I'm just about finished. So my recommendation, because of the chaotic way that this was done from start to finish, is to scrap the whole thing and start all over. Thank you.
Enrique McGregor, Phil Levin, Catherine Homan, John Barr.
Good afternoon. My name is Enrique McGregor. I am a resident of the West Kessler's neighborhood, which is in District 3. I'm here to voice my support for the Hassel-Briggs Amendment to Plan 16. I've lived in North Oak Cliff for the past 14 years. During that time, I've witnessed tremendous progress in that part of the city. The Bishop Arch District, for instance, evolved from a collection of quirky shops and restaurants to what is now one of the most talked about dining places in the city, if not in the state. Other examples are the Fort Worth Avenue Development Group, which is also a success story. The 12 Hills Nature Center, which was created entirely by neighbors and volunteers. You may have heard as well of Kessler Woods, that is a development of a unique collection of architecturally significant homes, and it's one of the first of its kind in the country. Next month, on October the 10th, we are excited about the reopening of the Stevens Park Golf Course, which has been renovated to become one of the most attractive public courses in the city. All these projects have happened within this collection of neighborhoods, and if you ask the neighbors in that district, they will say that there is a unique energy that is what's making these things happen. So it would be really terrible to break up that energy and to discombobulate that that community. That's why I support the Hassel-Driggs Amendment to Plan 16, because it will keep Oak Cliff in two council districts and it will maintain the historic connection between Mountain Creek, the woods, and North Oak Cliff.
Thank you.
Plans threaten to break up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
P11, Catherine Homan, John Barr, Elizabeth Jones.
Hi, my name is Phil Live, and I live at 1606 Hollywood. I'm here speaking for the Old Oak Cliff Conservation League. We came today to support three of our member neighborhoods who asked for our support. We're not necessarily advocating any one particular map, but just the tweaks for these neighborhoods. One is the Sunset Hills neighborhood, which goes between Jefferson and Clarendon and Hampton and about Edgefield. Mr. Greig's map shows that neighborhood kept together with a line drawn at 12th Street, and we advocate for that. We also support the Beckley Wood neighborhood and the Beckley Club Estates neighborhoods, which are along I-35 and which identify with the areas west and north of them as opposed to the areas south and east of them. Those changes can be accommodated on several of your maps. They are certainly on Ms. Halfell and Mr. Griggs' map, but could be accommodated on some of the others as well.
Thank you.
Catherine Homan, John.
Would somebody help the lady right here? So thank you very much. Thank you, John. Thank you, Ms. Lozo.
Go ahead.
Catherine Homan, John Barr, Elizabeth Jones, Richard Sheridan, Claudia Fowler. Catherine Homan. Not present. John Barr.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. My name is John Barr, and I thank you very much, you and your staff, for coming down here on Saturday. And you have a very difficult job ahead of you. Had a difficult job getting to this point. I'm here to endorse the Hassel-Driggs, Alonzo Coop, and Mark Owen map.
Could you get close to the microphone so you can hear?
I'm here to endorse the...
Yeah, heard that.
You heard me? Okay, and the reason for that is I'd like to keep the Oak Cliff groups together. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth Jones, Richard Sheridan, Claudia Fowler. Elizabeth Jones.
Thank you.
Richard Sheridan, Claudia Fowler, John Mark.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Richard Sheridan. I live at 30224 Fleming, Dallas, Texas. I refer the audience to the Redistricting Commissioner recommendation, and that's the first map on the handout. I'm here to suggest some changes to the commissioner's recommendation. Two changes would be, number one, to get rid of the deformed, called gerrymandered districts, which I've named Big Bird and the Pony and the Missing Link and the Yoke, the Two-Headed Dog and the Stretch. Mayor, you've done a good job in trying to eliminate a lot of those, but I think your map needs a little bit of improvement in that area. But I think a significant area of change is this. To serve my black neighbors and their concern over losing a black council seat, I believe there's a secret in District 13 and 10. District 13 has an area on its east side, the other side of 75, with about 12,000 mostly low-income black residents. This area is geographically and culturally separate from the primarily white and wealthy District 13. District 10, contiguous and adjacent to 13, is a weak white district with about 38% white population, 32% black population. So basically, if we took that peninsula, that east of Eden, put it into 10, then we would have the fourth black opportunity district,
Thank you.
A lot of the tension and anger would go away.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheridan.
Claudia Fowler, John Bankston, Elijah McGrew, Gail Carroll. Claudia Fowler, not present. John.
No, wait, excuse me. She's here. Hi.
Good afternoon, Honorable Mayor Rollins and council representative. I'm here to represent, again, Claudia Fowler. I'm here to represent the community of Jackson. After looking at all the maps, going to all the redistricting meetings, we have decided as a community we want to support 16D Amendment 1, 2, and 3 because of the simple fact that it keeps dropping within District 4. We have decided we want to stay within District 4 because of the representation from District 5, which one of those, several of those maps will put us into that district because we feel that that council person doesn't have our community at heart. So we are supporting 16D Amendment 1, 2, and 3, which will also keep our four African American council seated members as well as it would also, if the Hispanics get another seat, that's fine. But we want to progress. We do not want to regress in 2011. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Bankston, Elijah McGrew, Gail Terrell. John Bankston.
Bankston.
My name is John Bankston. I live in District 8, and I'd like to say the person that's running the clock is very punctual. I'd like to say that I represent the 300 other people or so that's on this petition to go for Caraway and Atkins plan, and I'm strongly opposed to Map 3 and 5, and the reason is because we have a districting commission that chose the map that we had where it worked many months and many weeks and many late hours. Went to hundreds of meetings because I was at a lot of them myself. And I think it's disrespectful to them to bring Map 3 up at this late date when it was dropped. The only two maps that we should be looking at today, I think, is Map 5 and Map 16. And I think that we should drop 16 or drop Map 5. So we wholeheartedly support those, and we want this one, the Map 16, to go to the Justice Department.
Thank you very much.
Elijah McCrew, Gail Terrell, Mary Hassan, Thomas Hendricks.
Thank you. I'd like to also say that I support Dwayne and Atkins now. But the mayor, when he first talked, he was talking about, I think you mentioned something about the Voting Rights Act, and you talked about language and what it applied to in terms of the Voting Rights Act. And if you, I think you forgot to mention the fact that under the Dole Compromise, it basically says that when you include language, that is not an intent to establish any right of proportionary district. So, you know, what it's basically saying is that, you know, people come from the other countries and, they have a disadvantage in languages. But I want to also address these so-called opportunity districts. Crossover district and coalition district. Those districts are all de facto districts, meaning that the minorities in those communities are, they can go to the Justice Department and possibly file a suit, and the Justice Department doesn't even endorse opportunity district, crossover district, or any other district.
Map that you like, is there a map?
Well, I prefer the one that Dwayne Caraway and Atkins have.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mary Hassan, Thomas Hendricks, Juanita Wallace. I apologize, Ms. Terrell.
That's okay. My name is Gail Terrell. I live at 1445 Firebird Drive. Thank you, Mayor and City Council, and special thanks to Mary Hassan, District 8 Redistricting Commission. The redistricting commissioners received hundreds of responses, which were made as part of public record, including more than 200 responses from District 8. I implore the council not to discount the value of the valid citizens saying where their preference was to live. More than 200 residents from District 8 have indicated through oral and written testimony that their support for the political boundaries as shown on Map C, Plan 16, Amendment 3. We cannot support any map that does not reflect District 8 residents' clearly stated preferences, and I urge the council to give great weight to the comments that were given to the Redistricting Commission for District 8. Additionally, we agree with the shape of District 8 as shown on Map C, 16D, Amendment 3, and I have attached emails and petitions August 20th, public testimony, July 2nd, public changes to maps, and also maps of District 8 for your information. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Crow, for your service, too.
Mary Hassan, Thomas Hendricks.
My name is Mary Hassan. I live in District 3, 3425 Hacienda. I'm really down here to speak against two maps. Mayor, you said you don't think it matters when you put two communities together. Well, that's not true. That's why I'm here to speak against Councilwoman Hill's map. When you put a district, a poor district, with a strong voting district, that poor district tends to be neglected because their votes are not needed to elect their council member. Every council member from District 5 has come from the Bar Harbor area. District 3, the Map 3. I didn't support Map 3 because Map 3 did everything that the North wanted. Every change that the North brought forth, the maker of Map 3 made those changes. But he totally ignored the changes that was brought forward by the Southern sector. We can't tolerate that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thomas Hendricks, Juanita Wallace, Shirley Stark.
My name is Thomas Hendricks. I represent the Kleeberg Community Development Corporation. Kleeberg had the tip of it lopped off of all these maps, but we're in far southeast Dallas. I'm speaking against Map 3 and by default for the other ones. If you follow only compactness, you're only following one of the components of redistricting. The Kleeberg area is consistent with the current alignment of District 8 because we're basically undeveloped, open space, low density, population, no industry, no commercial activity. Kleeberg anchors it on the right, on the southeast. University of North Texas anchors it on the west. And we think that configuration ought to stay the same. The other comments we had was you should redistrict downtown by starting at ground zero and moving out to get 80,000 people. Downtown needs an identity.
Thank you.
Juanita Wallace, Shirley Stark.
My name is Juanita Wallace. I reside at 1409 South Lamar, Dallas, Texas 75215. I'm the Dallas branch NAACP president, and I've spoken about this many, many times, and I want to let you know, city council members, ones that have drawn the map, when you've drawn a map to exclude four African-American districts, you are really in trouble. Retrogression is not allowed, and we've said that on many occasions. Now, anybody in here that is for four African-American districts, would you please stand up? Thank you very much. We are not to practice retrogression. We must stand together and accept it. We will not accept anything less than four African-American districts. We want 14D Amendment 1. 14D Amendment 1. 14D Amendment 1. 16D Amendment 1. Guess what? I programmed you to think the wrong way, but it's 16D Amendment 1. Yeah. That's what we want. Mr. Mayor, 16D Amendment 1. Got
Thank
it?
You. We Thank got you. It. Thank you.
Shirley Stark, Beatrice Martinez, Carlos Manuel.
Good afternoon. I'm Shirley Stark. I live at 2612 Max Goldblatt in Dallas, Texas, and I'm the chairperson of the Piedmont Plain Homeowners Association. And I did want to tell you that I've heard so much about there being a Pleasant Grove district. Pleasant Grove starts on the north edge at Bruton Road. So when you look at your map and you have drawn something where we who are not in Pleasant Grove are included in that and called Pleasant Grove, we don't appreciate it. Okay? We, of all the maps, we would accept probably 16D. We could work with 3. The thing that I really, really looked at, and I spent 40 hours making a map, and we really, really need to do compactness. I saw so much gerrymandering still left in these maps. And if we want to get something that passes, we need to really think about the compactness like you've been talking about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beatrice Martinez, Carlos Manuel, John Gonzalez, Michael Gonzalez.
Good afternoon. I'm Beatrice Martinez, LULAC District Director. I live at 7007 Arboreal, Dallas, Texas. I'm here to support the map that has Paso's name on it, so we won't be confused with numbers. We need a map that represents our community adequately. We need at least 4 feet for Latinos around here. We need to see 4 Hispanics sitting here at the minimum. We do not need to protect incumbency. And I think that that's what some of these maps are doing, just protection. We need representation. Latinos do not have enough representation, and the map that has Hassel's name on it does that. Our population has changed, and we're still growing. Latinos are still growing in this community. People have been talking about 10 years. Watch out what happens in 10 years. Our population will double by then. So we're going to have to redraw maps then. This map supports the Voting Rights Act.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Carlos Manuel, John Gonzalez, Michael Gonzalez, Nigel Brown.
Good afternoon. My name is Carlos Manuel. I'm from 1428 Brookhaven Drive in Dallas, Texas, District 3. I want to follow up on what was just mentioned. Democracy, as we all know, is about representation. And it's adequate representation that can adequately represent the needs of the people of the city. The combination map presented by City Councilwoman Hostel does that. We have a plan that will show the needs of our constituents, of the people of Dallas, adequately for the next 10 years. Adequate representation and proper democracy that has nothing to do with whether we like it or not, whether it's convenient to our numbers or not. It is whether it is the right thing to do. It is that simple. And if we do not enact the right thing, the right plan, which is a combination plan, now, what are we going to be looking at in the next 10 years? We're going to be looking at more misrepresentation. So I encourage you to please vote for the Hostel plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Gonzalez, Michael Gonzalez, Nigel Brown, Eugene Gayton. John Gonzalez, not present. Michael Gonzalez, not present. Nigel Brown, not present. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Mayor and City Council, my name is Nigel Brown. I live in District 10. My business is in District 2, specifically in the Cedars. And I wanted to speak to you about the Map D, identified as 16D with Rollins Amendments. Mayor Pro Tem Medrano spoke before we started speaking to the public about her concern, and Mayor, you agreed about the concern about splitting that district the way it's shown on that map. I am the president of the Cedars Neighborhood Association and a member of the Crime Watch. The proposed map right now splits our neighborhood association, our Crime Watch district, our TIF, PD 317, and police districts. I understand that you're amenable to correcting that, and we would encourage you to do that, and also encourage you in making adjustments to maps to try and keep that district as a single district. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Just for the public, I was informed that we do have a few duplicates on the upcoming names, so there will be some names on the list that will not be called because they have already spoken. Eugene Gayton, Camille White, Virginia McAllister.
Buenas tardes, Mr. Mayor, honored members of the council, representative for the city manager's office. My name is Eugene Gayton. I am the voice of Casa Gaitan. I am here to support Matt. The Commission's recommendation map plan 16D. Of all the conversations to this point, we're overlooking the fact that the 1978 Supreme Court ruling declared the Hispanic community a unique, individual, and equal community. The census release of 2010 authorizes the Hispanic community and demands for us to assert and insist on fair and equal representation. I am in support of map 16D, the unity map, or the commission's recommendation map as a starting point. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Camille White, Virginia McAllister, Steve Crick.
My name is Camille White and my address is listed. I'm here to speak on the map that I feel like everybody else is doing, Mayor, first of all, is if the map is presenting your neighborhood favorably, that's what everybody is saying. Yeah, I want that map. But that is not necessarily the map that is conducive for everyone. They're just looking out for self-interest, which makes sense. And I would also like to welcome all of you to my nightmare, where I have always been in an area where I've had to have representatives from an area that wasn't even in my neighborhood. So welcome to my nightmare. I would also like to mention that the maps are gerrymandered. There's no question about that. I would like to see the borders once again. It's the second time I've spoke on this. No one's listening. To go from Sam Houston, from Syene, Jim Miller, and 175 representing Southern Grove. Because once again, these maps that you're doing, they're still splitting us up. It's an injustice. You're saying you're going to give us a representative, but what you're doing, you're causing some of us to even have to go way into South Dallas, which is ludicrous to me, in order to get some representation. And matter of fact, my precinct is one of the ones where you have that little gerrymandering that is really crazy. So I would like for you to take that into consideration. And I would like to vote have Hill's map, simply because she did a good job of what I feel is representing of my district.
Thank you.
Virginia McAllister, Steve Click, Neil Emmons, Joanna Hampton.
Virginia McAllister, 5703 Swiss Avenue. I'm here to support MAP 16 with the Yasso Griggs Alonzo Margolin Amendment. This is MAP 14. This is how District 14 looked in 1943. It is amazing to me. I will pass this around, but you'll look at this map and you'll see a V. That V is the path of growth in Dallas as it was developed prior to World War II. And this map is not gerrymandered. It is absolutely following the historical lines of the neighborhoods that were developed right before the war in place that share a very dramatic community interest, have for many years and still do. So I would encourage you to support that map and the entire encircling neighborhoods around the Park Cities. Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia.
Steve Click, Neil Emmons, Joanna Hampton.
Steve Click, 6025 Rieger Avenue. I'm here to speak for the same map, and as the lady earlier said, it is 14 is a district that I live in, and it is something that works. It's a neighborhood that I work in a lot. The continuity of 14 around the Park Cities is, I'm very much in favor of it. It's the map that is proposed by Yasso Griggs, Alonzo Coop, and Margolin. Can we see how many people are here in favor of that map by standing? How many people here? I'll leave my 24 seconds to someone else.
Thank you very much.
Neil Emmons, Joanna Hampton, Melinda Rios.
I'll take those 24 seconds. Neil Emmons, 2545 Turtle Creek, District 14. Thank you, Mayor Rollins, for this extraordinarily transparent forum for our positions to be shared publicly. I am in favor of C Plan 16D, the Yasso Griggs, Alonzo Coop, and Margolin Matt, and I'm heartened to see Greenway Parks again included in District 14. As a conservation district, it logically belongs with our other pre-World War II inner-city neighborhoods. Today, our diverse brothers and sisters and our family, known as Dallas, have brought forward our ideas on how best to shape our future. Now we look to you to answer the highest calling of your public service and act in the public interest as you solidify a map that will bring accountable representation to all members of our Dallas family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Neil Emmons, he just spoke. I'm sorry, I didn't check him off my list.
No.
I was going to give him another minute. Joanna Hampton, Melinda Rios, Mavis Knight, and Jim Rogers. Joanna Hampton, not present. Melinda Rios, not present. I'm sorry.
Right here.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and council members. My name is Melinda Rios. I live on 4516 Clarendon Drive, Cockle Hill. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak here today. I'm a proud and very active citizen of Dallas County. I am very passionate about equality and fair representation. The map C16-2K, the combination map of Hustle, reflects and represents the demographic shift that Dallas has gone through throughout the years. And this map reflects and represents the needs of the beautiful and diverse citizens here of Dallas County. What an honor it would be to show other communities and cities that the city of Dallas County really listens to the voices of their citizens and make decisions that will make positive changes. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mavis Knight, Jim Rogers, John Loza, Yasmin Juarez. Mavis Knight, not present. Jim Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Mayor, my name is Charles Rose. I live at 4015 Silver Hill, and I'm speaking in place of Mrs. Mavis Knight.
Thank you, Judge.
I did call in personally and ask to get on the, well, I called in, and, but I was told that it wasn't necessary to sign up to get on the agenda.
Okay, go ahead. We'll listen to you. Hit the time.
But I'm here in support of any map. Any map that supports 4 black city council districts. That is why I'm here. There's no way that the city of Dallas, the great city of Dallas, is going to retrogress from the representation that we have sitting on the council today. So therefore, I support 4 city council districts.
Do you have any coaching? Which one best does that?
The amendment that Councilman Atkins and Councilman Carraway. Okay. I also like the map of Ms. Hill's board.
Okay,
but
thank you.
4 districts is what I support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Rogers. And John Loza, Yasmin Juarez, and Ralph Castro.
Hello, I'm Jim Rogers. This week I read the guidelines that y'all were guided by, or the commission was guided by, and was enlightened to find that contiguity is primarily relationships and history, not just geographic. Then I went to map 3, and the problems pointed out during the mayor's presentation became extremely obvious. Specifically, D7 in map 3 really violates the concept of contiguity. I-30 in this area is a clear boundary. It is elevated. It's highly elevated. It has over 200,000 vehicles a day. And if you follow either that or D1, several of them, to imply that they follow and abide by major boundaries as the split between the districts is, in my opinion, sort of obvious that it doesn't do that. So I would just like to say that there are severe problems with Map 3, and I certainly hope you do not adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Loza, Yasmin Juarez, Ralph Castro, Jones Mosley.
Mayor Rawlings, members of the City Council, my name is John Loza. I live at 2334 Lucas Drive in District 2. I will tell you that I would recommend, my first recommendation would be to adopt the map that was proposed by the Redistricting Commission, but I know you will change that, as is your prerogative to do so. When you do make those changes, I would ask that you do 2 things in particular. First of all, I would ask that you keep the cores of District 2 and 14 intact. District 2 and District 14 work. They represent strong communities of interest. In the case of District 2, they give representation and a voice to people and neighborhoods like my own that otherwise would not have a voice at City Hall. Second, in my opinion, I would think that any map that you propose needs to have at least 5 Latino districts. I think that's very important. I think anything less would be an insult to the Latino community. I will tell you that we now represent 42% of the population of the city of Dallas, and a map that you adopt needs to reflect the demographic changes that will ensure fair and adequate representation for all the people of the city of Dallas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rosen.
Yasmin Juarez, Ralph Castro, Jones Mosley, Yolanda Williams.
Good afternoon. My name is Yasmin Juarez, address 2408 North Carroll Avenue, District 2. I support Hazel's combination map. I'm sorry if I said that name. I believe this map gives a fair and accurate representation of the demographic makeup of the district. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ralph Castro, Jones Mosley, Yolanda Williams. Ralph Castro, not present. Joan Schmotcher.
My name is Joan Schmotcher, 3310 Fairmont Street in Angela Hunt's district. I support Map 16D, Amendment 1 and 2. In the 1991 lawsuit, the goal was to enhance the representation of those who had been politically disenfranchised with the then 8-3 system. That new system allowed Anglos who could not win in the at-large system to win in the single-member district system. That means that every Anglo sitting up here today is a direct beneficiary of the struggle for single-member districts. Not one of you except the mayor could be elected citywide. Ask those who have tried. African Americans and Latinos should not have to struggle against one another for equitable representation. Instead, the Anglo community needs to share the power we have held for centuries. The Honorable Al Lipscomb consistently said, and I quote, "Progress in this city only comes through litigation and demonstration." I am asking you, in his memory, to prove him wrong and show that we can do much, much better. 4 African American seats, no less.
Thank you, Ms. Foster.
Yolanda Williams and Edna Pemberton, Diane Ragsdale.
Good afternoon. My name is Yolanda Williams. I live at 919 10th Avenue, Dallas, Texas, and I'm in District 5. And I would like to say I've been at all the redistricting meetings, and I think I've been fighting the hardest for Pleasant Grove and the senior citizens. My father lives in District 4. I have a family member in District 8 and District 7. So this is personal. It's not about incumbents. We have been asking for our own district. I have a lot of respect for Councilmember Hill. You know I love her. I support her. She's good to me. But I have to do what they ask me to do. Her map let her know the only reason why I can't support it because it keeps me in her district. But if I'm going to be for fairness, I got to stand up here and fight for Pleasant Grove as a whole. So your map, Mr. Caraway, map 16D3, I've been down here. Your commissioner, Ms. Hall, said she kept that community together when I brought those senior citizens down here. So that's the only map. I'm not going to get off into this race card. I'm highly educated because my attitude is if I move north, I want to run, I win. You still have an African-American, and that's the mentality we need to have. But I'm asking you, however you cut the district up, please remember, I think I've been fighting the hardest for Pleasant Grove. We want our own representation. We have
we
had 5 council members. And so that's what I'm asking for.
We got it.
Okay, well, I just want, I know you, I'm not disrespectful.
It's time.
Overtime. It said overtime.
No, I know.
Okay.
That means you're overtime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to be disrespectful.
It's not a tie game here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I like to follow the rules. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I like to follow
We hear you.
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, is it okay to go?
No, we got to go.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Well, as long as y'all remember
that. Yeah, we got it. You're clear. Thank you.
I'm serious about this.
God bless. Ms. Pemberton.
Edna Pemberton, Diane Ragsdale, Ernesto Pena, Debbie Leonard.
Good afternoon, Mayor, to the great city council, to my city council representative. I'm here to say that we support the Caraway, Davis, and Atkins, and that's going to be 16D with amendments. One of the things I want to say is that we've heard a lot about different cultures and different things, and I'm really happy to say that the African American Council people that we met made that a point. And one of the things that came out of we just want the 4 that we have, and it came out that if we had 5 or 6 Hispanics, that's good because we have a community and a city that has changed. And that came out from Caraway, it came out from Davis, and it came out from Atkins. And I was really proud of that. This delegation was led by, well, not led, but we were all in the room with Councilwoman, just everybody. I started to call some names, but I would miss somebody. One of the things I like to say, what made the meeting confusing today was, I did call, and when I called the secretary office, she said I did not need to sign up. She said if I just showed up, we would be able to speak after each map that was presented. And then I would like to say Councilman Caraway and Atkins called me again and said, no, you must sign up. So that's when I called back yesterday, and they told me, yeah, I needed to, because the confusion had been settled. So I think that's when a little thing had happened. So I think the next time we do this, it needs to be straight, because the word went out, and so a lot of folks that would have signed up would have been here, but they were told not to.
Thank you very much. And I, by the way, I'll take the hit on that, okay? Which map were you for? Okay, thank you.
The amendment. With the amendments that they're bringing in Chanel. My name is Diane. First of all, good afternoon to each and every one of you, Mr. Mayor and Council members. My name is Diane Ragsdale. I have come today to strongly encourage each of you to support a map that creates 4 African-American winnable seats. Let us be clear, as I've indicated earlier, we will not give up our hard-won battles to ensure fair and just representation. African Americans have been in the forefront of the struggle for fair representation for all through our fight for single member districts. Because of Lipscomb versus the City of Dallas and because of Williamson Crenshaw versus the City of Dallas, single member districts were created. These single member districts gave an opportunity for Anglos to run and win, an opportunity for Latinos to elect their preferred candidates, an opportunity for African Americans to elect our preferred candidates. While work is still needed, the maps that move us closer to African American winnable seats have been submitted by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, Councilmember Caraway, and Davis, in particular 16D Amendment 1 or 2. Every block in every corner of African Americans should be identified to create 4 African American runnable seats, such as neighborhoods surrounding Bishop Dunn and Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center. We will not stand by and allow our struggles to be violated, and we will not allow this governing body, the Dallas City Council, to throw us overboard. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ragsdale.
Ernesto Pena, Debbie Leonard, Randall Bryant, Leonard Hannon.
Hello, my name is Ernesto Pena, 3321 McNeil Street, District 4. I'm here in support of the Hospital Graves map. Just hope when you do go back and make your changes, you try not to make too many adjustments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Debbie Leonard, Randall Bryant, Leonard Hammond. Debbie Leonard, not present. Randall Bryant.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members.
Good evening.
Randall Bryant, 1211 Willow Glen Drive. I'm also the Vice Chair of the Texas Coalition of Black Democrats Dallas Chapter. And to address the map that I'm in support of, I'll tell you at the end, but there's been a lot of discussion today, and it all sums up to this map, actually. To Councilwoman Hill, she asked for Plan 3C, come up with 4 districts. Councilwoman Margolin, you asked about the western boundary. The Ferguson Road people asked for their own district, as well as Pleasant Grove. Ms. Martinez asked for 4 Hispanic districts. Councilwoman Hunt, you asked for downtown to be all together. And it's actually the second best average perimeter of miles from Mr. Benson. And it also has 4, again, Hispanic or African-American districts. If anything less, is an insult to us. And that's this map right here, 16 Plan, 16D, Amendment 2. And that's what we support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bryant.
Juanita Luna? Not present?
Wait, guys.
Okay. Leonard Hammond? Not present.
I know. Is everybody else
Juanita
like
Luna, out? Jesse Diaz, Catherine McGovern, and James Fensicle.
Thank you.
Ramiro Luna, 1426 East Waco. I'm here to support the household combination map. Seeing how we are 30, or Hispanics make up 38% of the Dallas community, allowing us to have five Hispanic council seats is it represents that demographic growth. I think it will be a fair map, and it will keep the my beloved Oak Cliff community intact, and that's another support. Thank you.
Jesse Diaz, Catherine McGovern, Jim Sensical, Omar Narvaez.
Good afternoon. My name is Jesse Diaz. I live at 9217 Home Place. First of all, I want to start off by thanking you. I have lived in Dallas my whole life. I've lived in Pleasant Grove for about 35 years. Dwayne, I'm sorry, but I want to, nothing against you, but we have just not had the proper representation in Pleasant Grove. Let's be honest, we just haven't had it. But it looks like with the map that John was finally drawing, it looks like finally, I'm not going to be able to say we are the stepchild to the city of Dallas. I'm finally going to be able to say we have somebody representing us. Hopefully it'll be me, but well, that's another subject. But anyway, I want to thank y'all, and I am supporting Ms. Gasso. I'm supporting your map, and I just don't know. I think I can speak for many people in Pleasant Grove that you finally are listening to us, and we're finally going to have a district that will be able to vote for somebody who lives, works in that area. Pleasant Grove starts when you're on 35. When you exit on Jim Miller or Buckner, you enter in Pleasant Grove. Thank you.
Okay, I want to just clarify to you, but the boundaries are where?
The boundaries are in Pleasant Grove?
Yes.
Basically, when you're on 35,
yes.
When you exit Jim Miller,
yes.
When you exit Buckner, you're entering Pleasant Grove. The old town.
So what are the boundaries? I just asked.
Oh, the boundaries. I'm sorry. The boundaries are 30. It's 30. If you come down Buckner, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. If you come to 30 to 175, Cheyenne to Jim Miller, and then it goes a little bit further south to Pembertonville.
Okay, I got. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Catherine McGovern, James Ventical, Omar Narvaez, Lorena Schultz.
Did you get that?
Members of the council, Ms. Mayor, I'm Catherine Savers McGovern. I live at 4364 Royal Ridge Drive, Dallas, in District 13. I am here in support of the combination map. I believe that more fairly represents Dallas as a whole. I realize that as we live in neighborhoods, sometimes our neighborhood interests may be one way or sometimes it may be another. But I think the fact that this map has drawn the support and contribution of so many of the council members from all over the city of Dallas is a good thing for us to be adopting. And even though it may be tweaked as you may see fit, overall it's where you should go. Compactness, while attractive in terms of just visually looking at something, really does not take into account how people live and how people relate. And that is why I think the combination map is the map that should be adopted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
James Ventical, Omar Narvaez, Lorena Toole, Christina Garcia.
Thank you very much. My name is James Ventical, 8603 Britannia Court, District 10. And I'm here in support of Plan 16D, the combination map with Delia Hosso and Scott Griggs. My main concern coming to this meeting was the revival, the reanimation of Plan 3, primarily because of the work that the Commission did. I feel that bringing Plan 3 back after it's been effectively voted down by the Commission is disrespectful to the work that the Commission did, the City Councilors that supported those Commissioners, and also the voters that spent time out of their work or daily life to come down and comment about the various plans, whether it's Plan 5, Plan 3, 16, or any of the others that came up during this whole endeavor. So thank you very much.
Omar Narvaez, Lorena Toole, Christina Garcia.
Good evening. My name is Omar Narvaez. I live at 9309 Limbrick Drive in District 10, and I'm here to support the combination map that was presented today by Councilwoman Hosso and Councilmember Griggs. Map 16 is the map that was sent to you by the commission, and that's where we should start from. That commission did a lot of work. I sit on a commission for the City of Dallas as well, the Community and Development Commission, and the hard work that we do as volunteers for the city is very important, and I think it's just respectful to just throw that map out, and so we're going to go with a different map. The Hosso plan that was will easily pass the Department of Justice. It also falls within the Voting Rights Act. And it also meets the City of Dallas 2011 redistricting guidelines that were handed down. And in the last 10 years, we saw population shift. 40% of the City of Dallas is now Latino. Dallas now has 900,000 Latinos, a 30% growth rate between 2000 and 2010, and a 20% increase of African Americans. So we need to keep all of that in mind when we're drawing up this, amending, hopefully, this Map 16. Let's keep Dallas moving forward and support a map that represents all citizens of Dallas. Thank you for a fair and open process, Mr. Mayor, and to the commissioners that did all their, spent all their time, to the city council members as well. Thank you very much, because you don't hear that enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lorena Tool, Christina Garcia, Samuel Cortez.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Lorena Tule, and I live in 9246 South 5 Dallas, Texas. And I'm here to support the combination map. I think it gives a fair representation, and I'd like to thank also Mayor and all the city members for taking your time out. We do appreciate it, and we're learning a lot. Thanks.
Christina Garcia, Samuel Cortez, Ed Main. Christina Garcia, not present. Samuel Cortez. Samuel Cortez, not present. Ed Meyer.
Mr. Meyer is here.
Good afternoon, City Council, Mayor Rollins. My name is Ed Meyer. I live at 601 Tri Fox Point Trail in Dallas, District 3. I represent the Mountain Creek Neighborhood Alliances, which is made up of 12 neighborhoods, 10 of them are HOAs. I'm president of the Fox Hollow Homeowners Association. I'm here to strongly urge you to adopt the map presented by Councilman Heffo, Griggs, Alonzo, Coop, and Mangola. I thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Catherine Homan, not present. Arthur Joe. Arthur Joe.
Good evening, Mayor and Council people. I'm here to support 16D Amendment 1. I'm Arthur Joe, live at 9703 Carnegie Drive in Councilman Jeffrey Cadane's district. I've been on that street and at this address since 1971. I don't want to be disturbed by having our neighborhood mixed up. I would like to see it stay like it is, and I think this map does it. But I'm sensing something here that I don't like since I've been in this council place this evening. I'm hearing that there's seemingly a war started between the Mexicans and the blacks. And I said blacks, not African Americans. I'm black. I'm not an African American. Now, the other thing, if we want to those of us who want to preserve these statues that we have, I'd like to see a fortress built like the Alamo. And Bob Hope said, you build the Alamo and don't have a back door.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody
thank you.
Will
thank
win.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Martin Burrell, next time's up.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. To this distinguished tribunal, I'm Martin Burrell. I've been a precinct chair here in Dallas for the last 25, almost 30 years. So we've seen this redistricting process happen numerous times. One of the things I wanted to mention is just remind everybody that we have 14 members on the council. What that means is there will be 4 African Americans, there will be 5 Hispanic, and 5 Anglo. It's just that simple. We support that kind of plan, and we believe that that's the proper way to go. We've heard someone mention something about a race card. We always try to make people understand that race is not a game. Card playing is a game. So when we talk about race, these are issues that are very important because we've been fighting for so long. And so we want people to understand there's no such thing as playing the race card. Cards is a game. Race is very serious. We believe there should be four members of the city council who happen to be African American, five who happen to be Hispanic, and five who are likely to be Anglo. That's 14 members of the city council. We want to see that happen. Thank you so much. And believe the best plan that seems to emulate that would be the 16-1 that has been proposed by Councilman Atkins and some of the others. Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate this tribunal. And I'm sorry for the 1 minute. I did get my message wrong that they told me that I could sign up when I got here. I would have been on the list earlier. But I did wait this long time, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. And all right, first of all, thank you, everybody, for what you did and speaking in a timely fashion. We had a lot of learning there, believe it or not. I don't know about you, but I did, and we were all ears. We tried to put all the issues on the table today. I think that we want to take the last minutes that we have and entertain any comments that the council wants to make. I don't feel like you have to make anything. But if you do, I'm going to put you on the clock just like we did these folks, okay? And so I will just give everybody 2 minutes. If you want to say something, if you don't, pass it up. We'll get on. But I'm going to go from the most junior to most senior. Ms. Alonzo, do you want to say anything?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I really want to take this opportunity to thank the commissioners for the redistricting that took the time, that took the volunteer time, that spent all the time they put together to be able to put this together for us, to be able to review, to look, and to be able to be considerate of all the residents of the city. I also want to take this opportunity to thank everyone that came today. I know that you could have been doing something else. I know I had three different activities, but I also cut them down to be able to listen to you, and I wanted to know that I hear you. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that we, when I took this position, I said that I would be working with my colleagues, and that is exactly what I plan to do, and that is exactly what we've been working on. So again, thank you, Mayor, for the opportunity. Thank you, people, for allowing me this opportunity, as well as the commissioners again. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo. Ms. Grayson.
Is it on?
Yes.
Yourself, ma'am. It's on.
I want to thank the commissioners on the redistricting.
Ma'am, please, respect. Please, respect. Please respect. Please, Ms. Grayson. Please. Okay, do we have anything? Okay, let's go, Ms. Grayson. I will speak to you one-on-one after this, I promise. Okay, please. Please, Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I want to really applaud the redistricting commission members. I think they did an outstanding job. They were diligent. They listened to everybody who came down, and I think they did a wonderful job. And I want to thank everybody who came down here today and showed tremendous public interest in this process. I really do thank you for being down here and sharing with us your comments. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to again thank everyone for coming out and staying so long on your Saturday afternoon. It's been a pleasure to have everyone here in the City Council chambers. And we hope to get this audience actually every Wednesday. So we get this many people. It would be absolutely great. What's important is that we recognize communities of interest to keep them together, especially in the Oak Cliff area. We need to watch out. We need to keep Wynwood North. We need to keep Beckley Club Estates. We need to keep Beckley Wood and the other areas of Oak Cliff west of 35 in two council districts. We're too large for one council district, so we need to be in two. Also, we need to recognize our historic connection with Mountain Creek in the woods, with that area, with the areas up north. We need to recognize those connections and continue them and honor them. And so once again, thank everyone for coming out.
Thank you, Mr. Gregg. Ms. Margolin.
Thank you. I want to reiterate the thanks for the redistricting commission. I, for one, believe that their process was open and transparent, and I commend them for an open and transparent process. I also think it's important to say that because something looks neat and good on a map doesn't mean that it makes sense on the ground. And so as we do our tweaking, at least for me, a lot of that has to do with little areas that really make sense with certain other areas, even though on a map it would look neater if there were a straight line. And so we have some work still to do, and I'm happy to do it. And thank you all for coming today.
Thank you, Ms. Margolin. Ms. Hassel.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to reiterate what Councilmember Margolin said, that sometimes it doesn't look as neat on the map as you would see it on the ground when you're talking about boundaries. So if something looks like it's gerrymandered, it really, in my opinion anyway, and working with this map the past week, you know, some neighborhoods do not fall straight on the map. So we'll be working with all of your recommendations today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. And again, thanks again to our commissioners for giving a map that we can work with. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hassel. Mr. Kadane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to thank our commission also for the hard work they've done. And I'll tell you, they spent long, long hours putting in what they did. I would also like to thank all of our constituents out here for being here today. You help us to make the right decisions. Your being here and giving us your input does help us. So thank each and every one of you for coming in today. And I would also like to thank my colleagues here who brought the map forward and the work that you guys did on it. Did a great job, and I think we're going to come up with a good process. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Kadane. Ms. Elf, Ms. Olep, Ms. Davis not here. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor, and let me say thank you again, and let me say publicly, thank you for providing this open process. I think it displays leadership, and it has been open and it has been transparent. You are to be commended, and the way that you've run this meeting today as mayor, you've done a tremendous job. I also want to thank each and every one of you for participating and adhering to the call to come and to take advantage and take out of your Saturday afternoon to come to Dallas City Hall and to participate. It certainly has not been a waste of your time. I would like to make sure that each and every one of you understand that, one, this council will retreat and we will go and we've taken in all of the input. We will begin to finalize ourselves on a map from the things that we've heard from you today. Without hearing them, it gives us nothing to go back and begin to try to figure out how we can tweak it. Regardless of which map it will be, it is my belief that at the end of the day, this city council will come up with a map that will reflect the needs and the representation of this city. We, and you know I stand for 4 African-American seats. I have no problem with the Hispanics. I want to make sure we don't have the gerrymandering. I want to make sure that our neighborhoods are kept together. Those are things that we now have to go and work on. So we will not leave here today with a map, but we will leave here with everything and equipped with what we have heard here today. And now this council will go and we will come back and we'll present a map that will reflect the makeup and the needs of this city. But again, I want to thank my colleagues, each and every one of you. We've done a tremendous job. We've had some haggling, but that's what you're supposed to do when you're trying to come up with the best thing to represent this city. So with that, Mayor, thank you. Thank all of my colleagues. Ms. Davis is in Washington, D.C. I want to make sure you know that she's in Washington, D.C. She will be sitting here today, but she's at the National Black Caucus in Washington. So thank you so very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway. Mr. Atkins.
Thank you, Mayor. First, let me thank my colleagues around the horseshoe for your listening ear. But also, I want to personally thank some of my residents, like Faye Jaffer, Mr. Churchill, Ms. Turner, Gail Terrell, Mary's son, Diane Rasdale, Judge Rose, for taking the opportunity, and Lipscomb, to take the opportunity to come down here and listen. And this is things that we need to do more often now. We need to bring people to City Hall on Saturday Now, I know it's kind of inconvenient, but sometimes during the week, you know, they just can't get to City Hall. I think that if we can bring the City Hall, we might need to go back into the community to have a town hall meeting in the community on a Saturday that people have opportunity to express their ups and downs or whatever it is. But we need to do that. And we need to make sure the City Hall is open to everyone. And that's what we're trying to do. And thank you, Mayor, to open City Hall on a Saturday. And that don't go back and to be disturbed of what's going on. It's up to us now to make the right decision. And I thank my colleagues. We are going to make the right decision for the city of Dallas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, it's been a pretty long 8 months or so. Is a good experience, I think, for all of us on council. When we look out, we see the same faces that come down here time after time after time, the same faces that are the leaders of the community and such. And you've heard it from all of us. Just thank y'all. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. Because y'all are the leaders. You do care. You're passionate when you talk to us. We hear you. And again, it's fun because we see y'all. We see your faces, whether it was 3 weeks ago or 3 months ago or whatever. But y'all care, and we appreciate that. So thanks for the process. Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Medrano.
Thank you, Mayor. You get out there for solo standing in. You know, 2 years ago, I was appointed by the Secretary of Commerce to the 2010 Sensory Advisory Committee for the whole nation. And I preached, and I preached, and I grabbed every council member, except the new ones, to make sure that we had an accurate count, the most accurate count that we could possibly have, because we knew that it meant funding, it meant representation, and then we would be on, you know, around the horseshoe talking about reapportionment, not only for the city, but we talked about school board or congressional seats. And I think our state did a great job because now we have 4 additional congressional seats in the state of Texas. Reminds me of 1990 when the state of California received, I believe it was 6 additional congressional districts. So we did our part, and now we're here. And Mayor, thank you very much for this meeting. That all the whole audience was, I think every seat was taken, and I think it's wonderful because you had, you know, you came and you expressed your interest, your concern, the tweaking that some may want to do, and most of all, your participation. I think that's very important. To the redistricting commission, I want to thank every one of them. Especially District 2. John Losa, thank you very much for being here and sitting the 4 hours and commenting. To Virginia McAllister, thank you very much for your historical perspective and how District 2 and District 14 work so closely together. And each and every Wednesday, Ms. Hunt and I, we were just batting back and forth and how closely we work together. That I'm her west boundary and she is my eastern boundary. And we work that closely together because some of those communities, as Ms. Hassel and some other council members have mentioned, they're not, you know, you want to make sure that these lines are straight, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes these communities are hugging each other by curbing of a street or something, but we work well together. And we have a history of working well together in District and District 14. And lastly, my colleagues, thank you very much for listening to all the audience, for trying to work together, and I do believe that we will have a wonderful plan that we can present to our citizens of the city of Dallas that all of us, I know all of us, love so much. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Medrano. Ms. Koop.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, we learned a lot of things today, and I wrote them all down. So I so appreciate today because I've been here 6 years with my colleagues, Ms. Hunt and Ms. Medrano, and I don't know that we've ever seen so many folks in the chambers at one time. So I thought today I would sit down and as you spoke, write some notes to myself. And as I read through them just a second ago, I figured out, I think I know almost every one of these areas of town, and those that I didn't know, I'm glad that you brought them up because it refreshes my memory. The Cedars, there were questions about the Cedars. There were questions about the west side of D13 and the Linnell neighborhood, the Bar Harbor area, the downtown folks that we had some speakers speak about wanting one district. The Mountain Creek area, we found out there were lots of neighborhoods in the Mountain Creek area that wanted to stay in D3. Splitting of Oak Cliff between three districts, not a good idea. Pleasant Grove, there was some conversation about Pleasant Grove and what are the boundaries of Pleasant Grove. Did we define that out exactly? It seemed to be a little bit concern about that one area. And we also heard in greater overall and overarching issues that there needs to be a stronger African-American numbers in an additional district, and to keep those strong numbers in the Hispanic districts so that we have a lot of potential Hispanic representation in the next council. And what I really heard from all of you is that you really want to keep your neighborhoods together, that we have such terrific, strong neighborhoods in the city of Dallas. And I bet that each one of us on the council could come up with 20, 50 names of neighborhoods that were not in their district. So we have such terrific, strong neighborhoods in the city of Dallas, and that's what the citizens want. They want to keep their neighborhoods together. And we've heard you, and we're going to try to do that. We've got some good maps to work from. Thank you, Mayor, for bringing us together today. I think this is a great exercise. It was just, you'll appreciate your leadership. And even though some folks wanted to speak more than 1 minute, you know, sometimes that happens, but everybody did get a voice. And I think, Mayor, I applaud you for that, because everybody did get to be heard. So thank you. I appreciate our redistricting commissioners. There are some of them that are here today. Ms. Margola and I were talking about it earlier in the week, and we said they were so hardworking. I don't know, we should recognize them and bring them to council because they really are hardworking. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Koop. Ms. Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Ms. Koop, could we possibly get a copy of your notes, because it sounded like you were really well done. Well done. Mr. Mayor, first of all, thank you for your leadership today. This was a well-run meeting, and as you said, this, I believe, from start to finish, has been a transparent process, and it's thanks to all of you who have participated and have brought your voice and brought your neighborhood's voice to this conversation that I think has made this a better process. Thank you to our redistricting members here. If you're still here, if you're a redistricting member, would you mind raising your hand? Mary and John, thank you both so much for being here. Where's Elizabeth?
Elizabeth's up there.
Elizabeth, your hard work night after night and day after day has really shown through with these maps. And Bill Betson was our 16th member. And Bill, thank you for everything you did.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Excellent work, Bill. Wanted to also recognize we have one of our DISC Board of Trustee members, Adam Medrano, in the audience. I just wanted to recognize him. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. DISC is such an important part of our city. I feel like we're in a good position in that we have not only heard excellent testimony and some important tweaks and changes that we need to make to our map, but that we've had terrific leadership on the council. Delia and Tanelle and Dwayne and Pauline and Ms. Hill, who've worked to try to come up with maps that make the most sense for our city. So thank you to all of you who've worked very hard on this and have brought all of us together to try to make a difference here. I think going forward we have the choice of several good maps. I think that's a great challenge to have, that we have good maps that provide good representation. And the challenge we'll have is trying to incorporate these suggestions, these excellent suggestions we've heard, and moving forward as a city. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a very good redistricting map as a result of a very transparent, open, thoughtful process. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hunt. I will hopefully spend only 2 minutes and get out at 6 o'clock. First of all, I want to apologize at the front end for not having all the logistics worked out. I just want everybody to understand what happened. There were more amendments coming forth than I thought,
and then there were more speakers against those amendments, against those amendments than I thought. So the permutations got a little unwieldy, and just the amount of people, we had to make some calls at the last minute. I do apologize, and I think it was a good meeting, but it wasn't a perfect meeting, and I take accountability for that. That being said, I want to tell you the things I learned. First of all, I do honor the work that's been done by everyone, the whole commission, by Mr. Benson, by all the folks that came down and spoke. There are many of you that spoke during the redistricting process, and I thank you for doing that, not only today, but all those hours that were spent. This is something that matters to you very much. I, by no means, by putting forward Map 3, or my amendments on Map 3, meant any disrespect to the Commission's work. I didn't. I wanted to have it up so we can just have that discussion, understand the strengths and weaknesses of that in the process, and so that's what I did. I listened to every person as well, Ms. Koop, and I took the same notes, and I think we've got some work to do, but I think we've got some good direction on those things. Obviously, the big elephant in the room is, are we going to get four African-American city council people around this horseshoe? That's what I want, and that's what I think this city is a better place if we have that. So the question is, how do we take this input, work with the maps, and get us to the best place to do that without making sure that we making sure that we honor the growth of our Latino community in this city as well, because we've got to be able to do both. And that's when greatness, when you can walk and chew gum at the same time here, okay? And that's what we're going to be working on. God is in the details, and I think it's important for anybody you talk to that is critical of this process, that this is a block-by-block process. And whether it's on the west side of 13 or the Cedars or Oak Cliff, we need to think through this. And I think we are doing it, and we will take this into understanding. Lastly, I want to say it's okay to be passionate. I want passionate citizens in this city. We will be a great city when we're passionate. Okay, we need to listen and respect one another's freedoms. And where they come from, but I want a passionate city, so I honor what I heard today in so many of us. We will put this forward in a vote on a week from Wednesday, and we've got some work to do as a council. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned at 6:02.